broadcasting live from the Don and Mike Building, 3 FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I think they're trying to sell magazines, and the only way they can do it is by being dirty. They've never sold, or those dirty magazines have never sold a clean story. They don't. Some audience out there, and don't ask me who they are, but they're minions, like scandal. They like filth. And if they want to hear, then I'm dead. Sorry, folks. I'm not. And I don't plan on it.
What was that?
Eat my shorts.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
You just bought one more right there.
Well, I'm free the Saturday after that. Beyond that, I'm going to have to check my calendar.
Good, because it's going to be filled. We'll keep going. You want another one? Say the word. Just say the word. Instead of going to prison, you'll come here. Are you through?
No.
I'm doing society a favor.
So?
That's another one right now. I've got you for the rest of your natural-born life if you don't watch your step. You want another one?
Yes.
You got it. You got another one right there. That's another one, pal.
Cut it out.
You through?
Not even close, bud.
Good. You got one more right there.
You really think I give a
Another. You through?
How many is that?
That's seven, including one when we first came in. You asked Mr. Vernon here whether Barry Manilow knew that he raided his closet.
Now it's eight. You stay out of it.
Excuse me, sir. It's seven.
Shut up, Pee-wee.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
You ought to spend a little more time trying to do something with yourself and a little less time trying to impress people.
I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
WNAM Hall and Oates and Sarah Smile, or I will kick your dainty little face in. 7:09 on Thursday night, this is Big Don Geronimo, your chance to win a blue 128 Frisbee in Summer Story. Coming up in moments, hang on for the touchstone and your chance to win tonight.
In between.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
WNAM.
May I help you, sir?
How much for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Okay, let me get one.
Right on. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I'm hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right. Pulling in my hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy headed Jerry Curl Wan. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100? What?
Hi, can I speak to Larry King, please?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you patch me through to him? It's kind of urgent.
Yeah.
Hmm. Rob Williamson.
Are you friends?
Well, actually, I'm going to be a guest later on this show.
Hello.
Hello, Larry.
Yeah.
I just called you a few minutes ago. I was just wondering, what are you enjoying today for lunch? I
Do you want to get married again?
Larry, are you proposing?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh. Are you asking me?
Answer no.
No.
I'm going to punch your eyes out. I'm going to burn the house down. I'm going to cut you up with a razor knife.
To tell me it's time to go.
What are you doing, you effing little bitch? Punch your eyes out. I'm
going to
burn the house down.
Now, the thing with the gates, living in the closet, be so devious.
What? What a point that I'm getting the out of here. I mean, if you're not going to recover Greg Graham, if you're just going to let him drive by you, if the rest of you are going to let him catch the ball outside the 3-second lane and drive all the way in here without one guy challenging him, then I'm leaving and you f***ing guys will run till you can't even suffer. Now, hey, I'm tired of this s***. I'm sick and f***ing tired of an 8-10 record. I'm f***ing tired of losing to Purdue. I'm not here to f*** around this week. Now, you may be, but I'm not. Now, I'm going to guarantee you that if we don't play up there Monday night, you ain't gonna believe the next 4 days. Now, I am not here to get my ass beat on Monday. Now, you better understand that right now. This is absolute bullshit. Now, I'll run your ass right into the ground. I mean, I'll run you. You'll think last night was a picnic. I had to sit around for a year with an 8-10 record in this league. And I mean, you will not put me in that position again. Or you will goddamn pay for it like you can't believe. Now you better get your head out of your ass.
What?
All right, it's time for another kooky, crazy call.
Another kooky, crazy call is still a copyrighted feature.
And this time, I'm disguising my voice and calling a charter airline. I'm going to attempt to charter a plane to Australia. Let's see what happens.
International charter.
I'd like to charter a plane to Australia.
I'll connect you with Mr. Leonard. Who shall I say is calling?
Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown, one moment, please.
Yes, this is Mr. Leonard.
I'm interested in chartering a plane to Australia.
This is Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Let me ask you, how many people are going to be involved in this charter?
Well, I'm not exactly, I'm not sure yet.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, it's really pointless to discuss this kind of thing until we know just exactly how many people are going to be involved. So, why don't you give me a call back when you have a bit more information?
Well, all right.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, Speewack, I hate you. I hate your big fat ball head ass.
Mike O'Mara, you're grounded.
Don, Mike, both of you, idiots.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait.
I got a little bit. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn that radio down. How many times, how many years have you been listening?
Oh, about 6 months. Oh, wait. Let me, oh, wow.
If you don't turn it down, I'm going to the next call. But anyway, what is your comment?
I just want to talk about the position in the White House staff that's above Condoleezza Rice that you were mentioning.
Right. I couldn't think of the name, and it was coming off the top of my head, but it was newly created under this administration.
Yes. His name is Don Geronimo, and he's the he's above the National Security Advisor. So he's the go-between. And his claim to fame is that he has big, hairy balls, actually, and he tickles Mike O'Mara's taint on occasion.
Well, let me tell you that, since you know all that, maybe that's where you should stick. And I think I've heard your voice before, and that's how you smell.
How often do you fart?
And as you see, people get ignorant by the call.
Oh, there you go. Good comeback.
He finds these guys. Yeah. He finds these guys.
I thought at first that that was H squared. It sounded like it might have been old Hugh Hamilton, but
this is Hugh Hamilton.
This is Hugh Hamilton. No, not a chance. Either way, another good one.
Good afternoon.
Hugh Hamilton.
Hugh Hamilton.
Oh, my, here's your favorite part. Boy, oh, boy.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between, oh, boy, my headphones are so screwed up. Boy, give me a moment.
What's the matter with your headphones?
Boy, it's my fault. Hold on a second.
What's wrong? Good afternoon. What is wrong with your headphones?
They're louder in one side than in the other.
Well, oh,
that'll,
that'll
make you, see if I can match.
God, that'll make you walk in a circle.
That's, excuse me.
They're a balance.
That'll make you off balance. That, there you go. Hello? Hello? Hello?
This will test it for you.
Hello?
Good afternoon. Did you smell his burp, Rob?
Yeah, it smelled like cherries and vanilla.
Oh, oh, come on. Come on. Beautiful. It's a beautiful burp.
Was that a mouth fart?
You know, I don't know. I don't, yeah. Ah!
Dear, we're all... We're supposed to sound like this tomorrow.
Ow.
We're supposed to sound like this tomorrow. Not today.
Okay, right. Now, hello,
tomorrow.
Test 1, 2. Does
tomorrow.
This sound
tomorrow.
Normal? See, Rob, how the red light is on here,
yeah.
But there's no red light there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this knob, is, this knob is at 1 o'clock, and this knob is at like 3:30.
Should we
which
back
means
off or boost that?
Right now, it's okay the way it is, I guess.
That but means that your equilibrium is
almost,
not balanced.
I almost feel like I've just come out of the pool and I have
one ear.
I have water in one of my ears.
Hello, Jonathan. Jonathan walking by the glass window. Hello, Jonathan.
You have what?
Both red lights are lighting now.
Both red lights?
Yeah.
How does it sound in your headphones?
I think we can move on now.
Okay.
Hold on. Just let me make sure. See, it doesn't...
Would you like a right channel, left channel test?
You know what? It works as well with you guys talking as with me talking.
Does it sound the same? Does it sound odd at all?
Mike, don't talk into the other side of your microphone.
This is
Dick.
Me in the right channel.
Dick, stop it. Don't. Both of you guys, just.
What? Is everything fine? Everything sounds good now?
Stop it.
All right.
Rob, you understand
I think
that.
I think it sounds very good.
You
understand? I,
That's Mike.
Wow. This is Hugh Hamilton.
Kind of trippy.
Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your radio sets at home.
See, for those listening
as
on...
gathering around the fireplace.
For those listening on AM, and maybe
tomorrow.
Even everybody except on WJFK, they had no
tomorrow.
Idea. Where were you doing it? Moving him left channel to right channel?
That was a treat for all people listening in stereo, if we have anybody listening in stereo. Our signal is in mono because it goes further.
Yeah, so,
in some of your more modern automobiles.
So
I'm
you
sure.
know this. You know that the signal that we're
well,
that
they
we're
go back
playing,
and forth on it.
I guarantee it's in mono. I guarantee it's in mono.
I wonder if Tony would know.
That was my diagnosis, actually. It was not Hispanic attacks. It was mono.
Mononucleosis?
Mm-hmm.
Kissing disease.
Kissing disease, because you know how I greet, Rob. You know how I greet everybody.
You're over that now, right?
Yeah.
Good.
It's not contagious anymore, Buzz, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's...
little greeting we had in the office earlier.
Here we go. It's figured out.
Do you have it perfectly figured out now?
The right side.
Uh-huh.
I apologize. I myself deserve to be taken out to punishment tree today. Look at that. I've stopped the friggin' show.
No.
Well, we've got so many important things to talk about. I'm
fun
still,
and education.
I'm still reeling. I need to be consoled.
What are you reeling about?
Katie.
Oh, we've got tape of that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
Katie's gone. Katie has left NBC.
We never did the...
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
That. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. Mr. Wendell Hall. Of course, he was a member of this band, Arrested Development. Sorry about the screw-up with the headphones. The how many studios now until we're... How many studio days left here?
What was the number yesterday? 18.
Yesterday was 19. Today is
18.
18.
How many days?
18.
How many days to drive a motorcycle?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Oh, and look, we've all just been handed the special collectible, the pin that we'll be giving away and explaining tonight out at Mike's joint, because as you know, our rating sucks, so come on out tonight to Mike's show bar out there in Manassas.
Did you mean that the way like Kanye West says it, Mike's joint?
Should you even, really, if you're following the rules of the show, should you be speaking?
I had to come in to use the pan control of the microphone.
Yes, but you did the thing
this
left.
This button is right over my right nipple.
But you did the left channel, right channel thing, while I will bet you that most people couldn't tell the difference.
We don't have an engineer in the building, so I can't tell you.
It was fun for us.
Why are you handing out the buttons right now at the beginning of the show?
I thought it'd be nice.
Who got one like from my left? He gave me another one from my left nipple.
Don, who doesn't like a present?
Right.
You know what? A present would be one day to do something, just to start the show one day without something breaking. I'm not saying, you know, I'm the reason it started and then we had to stop it, and now Mike's being provocative with his pins.
Always.
Provoking.
Yeah. I could do that tonight at the club.
Please.
Yeah.
I'll do it more at the club.
At the club.
At the club.
At the club.
At my Euro Trash Club.
Oh, for God's sake.
Studio 69.
You're mentally retarded.
Maybe tomorrow I'll give you the gift of silence. That's something you'd love. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Partey.
Yep.
And all the ships at sea. And now, to say their farewell to Catherine Couric.
Yes.
It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Thank you, you big lug. And hello. Thank you for listening, everybody. As you can tell by the smell, Don and Mike show right here. And it's a new episode, everybody, on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
0531. Hot six.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, buzzing. Retarded. He's the only one. You can call us. Here are the numbers. I almost said it like Larry. You can call us.
Now, Liz, are you feeling all right?
Well, Liz. Elizabeth Taylor. Your fonts, say. They smell like baby diapers.
What?
That's true, Liz.
You wheeled around. Is it by choice? Can you walk?
You want to ask that again?
You wheeled around by choice. Can you walk?
What?
You can call. Phone number 877-365-3636. Let me see. Also, we have 800-636-1067.
Right.
For a limited time on WJFK here in D.C., where we do the show from, 202-432-1067. You can email us at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Right. We're also available on the Internet there. Click on Listen Live. Send us the email there and go to iTunes, because the shows are there on iTunes for ye. There you go. All the business is done. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Howdy.
100% in stereo, listening to Manassas.
Okay, on WJFK FM.
Yes, sir.
In Washington, D.C. Yeah.
You coming out to the party tonight?
No, I can't. I've got a baseball game.
You have a baseball game?
I coach Little League.
Oh, well, that's a good excuse.
Well, whatever you do, make sure to be one of those dads that everybody hates. You know, somebody's got to do it. You hear too many people say that there are out of control parents, and now I think that there's almost too much of a movement against it. And now I'm going to urge all of those dick parents out there, I think it's time for them to come back.
Get back in the game.
I think that it's my understanding.
Spoken like a man who is out of the game now.
Yeah.
Spoken like a man who you know, has successfully raised his son through college.
That's
and,
it.
And is no longer riding the Little League train. I'm not either because my daughters are not into it. My daughter, my oldest, was into it.
Right.
My youngest was never really into it. Mm. But we had some pretty cool dads, but there were a few on the other side.
Oh,
ooh, nasty daddies.
Go do what you have to do. Thank you for whatever you call. Called about. A good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good day to you.
Goodbye. Dumas. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Guys, it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to converse with the both of you on this flamethrower of a station.
Okay, blah, blah. What?
Cutting to the point,
thank you.
You always talk about your ratings and number 15 Arbitron rating. Why isn't it number one? I mean, are you missing the skit of a lifetime?
Yes, that's it. This caller has made me laugh legitimately on two separate occasions.
Who's one through 14? I want to know.
Well, virtually everybody else.
We all know. What did you say? Are we missing the skit of a lifetime? You mean the one comedy sketch that our writers come up with that'll kick us to the number one spot? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. I mean, you got to leapfrog 14 through 1. I want to know who the heck that is.
I can't tell you how much...
The next thing you need to do is, you know, I don't know. I mean, you tell me.
Every day we come to work and I say to Rob, did the mystery package show up? I'm hoping that some mystery writer out there
with the sketch
writes the magic skit that we need.
With the four copies of the script.
That would be a good little sketch for you guys to have, is have callers call in, some of the depraved. I mean, you had the homeless lady in the parking lot. I thought that was... I don't know who came up with that, but not a number one sketch.
That was some brilliant writing by our staff of writers.
It was terrific, and the actress that had played the lady did just a great job.
She'll work again.
Mm-hmm. She was great. Okay,
hey, if Rob could only be so good, you guys take care.
Okay, now you're just giving away too many secrets about the show. So get off the telephone.
The skits will catapult us to number one.
Tonight.
Yes, tonight.
You heard the Kamai show? We're all going to be at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah.
Mike's, that's O'Mara. In Manassas. Tonight we'll be there from 8 till 10, and we're just going to be saying hello, walking around, got the special collectible buttons that have something to do with our current position in the ratings that we can't really discuss on the radio.
Right.
So come on out tonight.
I'd like the lady that spoke with me last time to come out again this evening, the lady that, she seemed to have something on her mind that she didn't want to share, and she seemed to be a little frustrated, and she seemed to be a little annoyed, and she never really finished it, and she did what... I don't want to say guys do this, because guys really don't do this. Women do this. Mm. She said to me, she gave me a look, and I said, what's wrong? And she said, well, no, don't worry about it, and walked away. So I would urge her to show up again this evening and finish her thought, no matter how distasteful it may be.
Do you ever think it was just the food?
You're starting already. Yesterday it was Boston. Today, right out of the chute. You got so much pleasure... out of the people that work so hard there,
I know,
who get so excited about, not me, they see me all the time. So this is really, you know what this is about? This is about you.
This
is about your presence being there. Because really,
yeah.
I feel, seriously, I feel ridiculous when we're doing this. Because there's signs up that say, in person, Don and Mike. And you know what's stupid about that? Is I'm sitting there like the whole week before we're going to be out there doing what I normally do, you know, farting on a bar stool.
don't you like it when we have signs up, though, for your birthday?
That I like. What I'm saying is this is about you and how excited everybody.
Oh, please.
How excited the people there. And what's the first thing out of this?
I'm sure
the lady's going to complain about the food. No. Food is fantastic.
It is pretty good.
Thank you, Buzz. Thank you, friend.
Thank
you very much. Thank you. And you like the city of Boston, too, don't you?
Boston, I can, you know, take it or leave it.
Oh, okay. Well, then at least you were halfway there on me. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Food's good.
Food's good.
Food's good at Mike's.
It is.
Are you gonna,
come on.
Are you going down the Stouffer's Road again? Are you going to discuss like you did with all the patrons there that we buy our food from the frozen section of the grocery store?
Well,
say to the old lady that was down in the very front row if she liked, as she was eating her steak, if she liked performing a specific act
on her equally old husband. Listen, if you
it's interesting.
If you, Mike, I know you appreciate the publicity this brings your joint,
it's fantastic.
This is the cost of doing business.
It is,
and I've not given a lot of thought to it tonight. But after, I believe tonight's discourse will be on hair.
Okay. All right, that's I can practically hear it.
I'm thinking
already,
about
and
I'm
I
thinking
also,
about going the hair route.
You know, and I'm going to do what I did last week, even though not last week, the last time we were there. Even though I will have two functioning microphones for us this evening.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna I'm just gonna probably turn mine off. And because I see in your face, I know you well enough to know what type of performance art gives you the most pleasure. And there's certain things where you can just
overreact so much. It's great.
It's a riff that you enjoy.
The best audience.
I mean, all
in the
of
world.
A sudden you turn into stand up extraordinaire when you're doing that. If you can talk about hair in someone's soup tonight, you know, that's fine. And I know what kind of hair it'll be already. Because we are, you know, we are half a brain each. We make up one brain. So I already know the kind of hair, and it's not the kind you find on someone's head.
But that might just be a smokescreen.
Right.
Hair might just be a smokescreen.
It could be anything. It could be anything. But whatever it is, I know that it will bring me a very temporary and fleeting moment of total discomfort that you will thoroughly enjoy. And as you mentioned so accurately, that is the cost of doing business. And I think the trade-off is well worth it, in my opinion. That could change this evening.
We're all just having fun.
Don't forget, it's the regular Wednesday theme at Mike's, Placenta Wednesday.
Jesus.
You can't miss it. I'll be asking how many people in the audience are enjoying it.
Brought their own placentas?
No, are enjoying it. I mean, you have your choice of either the calamari or the placenta. And
you got to make it worse by making a nasty, gross face.
Well,
you know, we're right back to Boston here. I'm going to come across the console.
You got a special Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes thing going on.
That was expensive. That's the most expensive.
Sure.
Little bit of him.
More expensive
than
quail eggs.
Anyway, see you tonight. We'd love to meet you. Come on by and say hi. Let me see. Joe will be walking around with the tape recorder all night. We've not given him a script. All we want is an essence of what it feels like to come to one of these R rating suck parties.
Great idea.
So Joe will be walking around with the thing. So maybe you'll be heard on the radio. Who knows? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I'll be coming. I'll be making a 1.5 hour drive down to Hank's tonight. I was wondering, will there be photo ops?
Yes.
Yes.
Did a lot of that last time we were there.
I got a pretty simple philosophy on that. See if you can feel where I'm coming from on this. Generally speaking, I don't like to carry ones, so I don't like to make change.
Gotcha.
Okay.
See you there.
Okay, see you there.
Now, did you knock it down, because it was the first time we've been out in a while, did you knock it down from 10 to 5?
Oh, no, it was always 10.
Yeah. It was always 10.
It was always 10.
Round
okay.
up.
And
so bring exact change, either a $10 bill or 10 ones.
Per person.
Right.
Per person.
Yeah, if you're having a group shot, it is, you know, sometimes it can be $40, $50.
I'd rather not have the ones, because then you pull that out and the people say, you can make change.
Will you be signing flats?
Signing flats?
That's what they say in those conventions. $15 to sign a flat piece of paper.
Who says that?
Like when you go to like a sports memorabilia show?
Who would go to that?
Yeah, because I love sports.
No, but you go, how do you know that, then? Yeah.
I heard it when I went to meet Bernie Capel.
There it is.
All right, so
there, you didn't go. It's not sports memorabilia. It's nerd memorabilia.
Yes, it's all nerd memorabilia.
You went to the all nerd.
And Bernie Capel was a great athlete.
Doc from the Love Boat.
I went not for the Love Boat, but for when he was the voice on Lance Lutwick.
Of course.
I'm having a cocktail with you tonight, fat ass.
You rationalize it any way you like. But come on out. And sure, you want a picture? Although, you know, for God's sake, I don't know why. Knock yourself out. Come on down. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hola.
We're speaking to you.
Donaldo y Miguel.
Hola?
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
Don and Mike, I wish I could come out to Manassas. I'm already partying with you here in Florida, though.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. What are you doing? Are you drinking? Are you doing something else?
Well, I'm drinking. Had a test that went bad, and so...
Hope it wasn't a pilot's test or
pregnancy test.
No, something. Yeah, pretty close.
Well, you got something bad?
It was either a pilot's test or a pregnancy test. You said it was close to that.
Was it a medical test of some kind?
What was it?
Well, we weren't planning on the pregnancy.
Now, come on. Are you making this up? You said you had a test that went. You really had a pregnancy test? Do you have an unwanted pregnancy?
No, I'm kidding. I was in school, and I just had a real bad test.
What was the result? What did you get on your test?
Well...
What grade are you in, son?
Well, I'm in college.
Yeah, college. So what grade are you in? Just give it a number.
Number.
13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th, or, God forbid, 17th or 18th.
17th.
So you're on the five-year plan.
Very good.
Yes, sir.
So you're celebrating your second senior year, and what was the course that you got the bad grade in?
Absolutely. Well, business course that here, taking a summer class, just it sucked.
Entrepreneur of Tomorrow. We're talking to Barron Trump, the young son of Donald and whoever the piece of ass is that he's married to right now.
What was it, macroeconomics, business ethics, what was it?
Microeconomics.
You had a bad grade in that?
So you sucked at that, huh?
Well, it's just that summer's here, and I haven't really been wanting to study all that much.
Sure.
You know?
What do Ma and Pa have to say about this?
Ma and Pa don't know right now.
Yeah.
Neither does wife.
Isn't that all really come down to if you've got a big pile of widgets in a corner and nobody really wants widgets at the time, then the widgets are going to be very inexpensive. Now, if you have tiny little pile of widgets and there are hardly any widgets and the whole country wants widgets, then you're going to be able to sell those widgets for a lot more money. Isn't that it?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
What, did Mike just pass the test? The test that you failed?
Pretty much. You want to come on down to Florida?
I would have done 14 pages on that. I would have been able to stretch that out to 14 pages.
Ladies and gentlemen, my humble estimation, good job, Mike.
Thank you.
That's why college is worthless.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, unless you're going to go into the widget field. Unless you're planning on being a widget man.
Widgets was...
Or a widget woman.
Widgets were usually the fictitious product that were used in most economic models.
I dig Daddy-O. Like Acme was in Roadrunner, to bring it down for people with my intellect. Mm-hmm. Acme was the fake company.
Yeah, you could say Acme, and I'm sure I probably had Acme on some quizzes.
They made widgets.
Right, so hold on. You are keeping this from your parents and from your wife? Who cares? You failed the test. How old are you, dude?
Well, 22.
Was it a final or a midterm?
Midterm. Summer term.
What was the actual number? Did you have a number or a grade?
It was a number, 62%.
62, so you got a D.
A D.
Yeah.
Okay, well, grow a set. Call your mommy and daddy. For God's sakes, you're 22, you're on the five-year plan.
You get an A for the final, you can bring that up to a good solid B.
Well, it just also gave me another excuse to celebrate the number 15 rating with you all tonight, considering I can't be with you all. There.
Where are you calling from in Florida?
Florida, Tallahassee.
What are you drinking?
Some vodka tonicers.
Okay, good. Good for you, but, you know, don't blame this mental breakdown on the fact that you're somehow having empathy for our sucky ratings, because we're doing okay, son. We're doing fine. You should call your wife.
No, I would just love
call
to.
Call your wife. Don't be a pussy. Call your wife and tell her I got a bad. I mean, think about
it. You've already renamed a drink. You're calling it vodka tonicers.
Think about what a mega pussy you are. And coming from a man who proudly wore that costume for years. Really? Now I can offer you some unique perspective.
Okay.
You're only 22. You're just starting off with this woman. You know what you're telling her right now? P-U-S-S-Y. Big pussy. I'm afraid.
And we're not talking about the Sopranos character either.
I'm afraid to tell my wife I got a bad grade on my test. Oh,
if you're
please.
In college, what are you doing married in college for anyway?
Yeah. What kind of a man are you?
We got married when she was done with school.
What is she doing now?
She's working here at the university.
So what's she doing at the university?
She's working like
putting
a good
layer of polish on the ladies' room.
What does she do there?
She's working a secretarial job and taking some classes, too.
Is it a dead-end job?
Well, to get out of some college debt. Thank you, George Bush. So,
yeah, okay, there you go. Again, let's blame somebody else again. Blame George Bush.
You know, you've got people on this show that can blame George Bush for a lot of stuff, but I don't believe he invented the college loan.
At least your wife is out there working, and I bet that if she had a problem at work, if she got fired, if she got a bad grade on making fries or whatever it is that she does, she'd come home and she'd tell you, you big pussy. What a pussy you are, sitting at home getting drunk.
What's the wife look like? Is she a handsome woman?
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful? Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
You know the chick on Mission Impossible 2 that Tom Cruise was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, you better get your act together. She could be out looking for a guy who's got a set of balls.
Well, what I was saying, if he's struggling and they're, you know, they've got college debt.
Like Joe Namath, struggling.
I don't care that he's been struggling.
Your lady could maybe add some to the bottom line rather quickly.
Yeah.
There are activities that she could pursue, financial opportunities that would probably turn your financial situation around rather quickly.
Yeah, you turn her into a pump.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Or she could dance.
Tallahassee pump.
That's same difference, Mike.
Yeah, well, in some cases, same difference. If she wants more money.
We're offering up some sound advice.
Well, I appreciate
We've given you two very different options. My option is stop being such a big friggin' pussy and just tell your wife that you failed the test. Mike's advice is to put your wife into the industry of strip.
Into the sex industry.
Well, you know, we are both from Nevada, so it kind of makes sense. We both know the profession quite well.
The profession of what?
Of what?
Prostitution?
Of deviant? Deviant?
Yeah, we're both from... Northern Nevada, and
so if she took, say, because I've watched that show. Well, what's our friend's name that runs that brothel out there? Do we remember that guy's name? Do you have any memory of that guy's name?
It's the Bunny Ranch.
It's the Bunny Ranch.
The guy on the HBO show.
What is her name?
Dennis Hoff.
Dennis Hoff. Doesn't Dennis allow the girls to roll out there for like a week or two? You know, it would only be a week out of the month, and she could come back with thousands of dollars.
Or you could just grow a set and call your wife up and just tell her that you got a bad grade. I mean, what's the worst she's going to do? Think that you're an idiot? Well, I bet that she probably already thinks that.
And stripping is a very good model to learn macroeconomics also.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's...
Supply and demand.
Mm-hmm. Because before you know it, dude, she's going to be out there with some other guy's widget. You know what I'm saying?
What, Tito?
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 I'm not sure. No, you're not making any sense.
Lost us.
I was using widget as a euphemism for penis.
We were actually having a conversation. It was going pretty well. There was a little give and take. Mm-hmm. You threw something in that no one understands what you're
said
talking about.
TiVo or Tito. And if you said Tito, I would say Marlon if we are playing the Jackson game.
But Jerome.
Jermaine.
Any one of those. Yeah.
Michael.
Randy.
Yannet.
LaToya.
Sweet Daddy Joe.
Randy.
I already said Randy.
Damn it.
You can't play this
action
game.
Wait, the American Idol or the pitcher?
Kate.
Wait, Donna, Kate.
Yeah.
Andrew.
Hold on a second. We can't play with this guy. You're not allowed to play the game.
Sorry.
For God's sakes, if you weren't...
You've already had a few of them.
If you weren't in Florida, you'd be out at the tree today, at Punishment Tree.
Really?
Hey. Hey, listen, take it from somebody.
Bill.
Take it from somebody who knows. Jack. Go out there. Jack Armstrong, All-American boy.
Jackson.
We're doing the Jackson game.
Oh.
You forfeited. That's automatic. That's an automatic game.
Excuse me, I was focusing on the show.
No, this is... It counts. We've had this dispute before.
I give it to
you. It is focusing on the show when we play the name game.
Okay.
King of the Jacksons.
It's King of the Jacksons, Mike.
Jackson.
Thank you.
It's too much for my little brain to comprehend.
It's as easy as ABC.
Trying to give this guy some advice to get his head out of his butt.
I enjoyed myself.
And now that we've spent this time with you, I agree with Mike 100%. Whatever you do, get your wife on a bus tonight and get her out to Reno. Get her working. Get her bent over.
Get her done.
The answer to all your problems.
And you know what her slogan should be?
What's that?
$5, everything you want.
Anything you want.
Everything. Everything.
I love you a long time.
$5. For my drunk husband who got a D on his widget test.
How many vodka tonicers have you had so far?
I've had about 4, Mike.
And how tall would you be?
I'm about 5'9".
5'9"? You strike me maybe not a real heavy guy. What do you weigh?
No, I weigh about 175.
170. So you're pretty average height and weight, and 5'9" is not that tall, so I'm sure those 4 vodka tonicers have gone to your head.
So what's your end game on this thing with the grades? So you got bad grades, BFD.
Well, it was another reason to call you and wish you a happy number 15, too. I saw it as a two win.
He's a nice guy. I know he's a big pussy, but he's a nice guy. He's listening on the internet.
I wish I could be at O'Mara's right now. We actually visited O'Mara's a month ago.
Thanks. Look around, cousin.
Are you listening on the internet, or did somebody not tell us we have an affiliate in Tallahassee?
No, I'm on the internet.
Ah, on the internet.
Yeah, I used to listen to you when I was in Reno, and even in Sacramento.
Here is the biography that we've been waiting for. Here we go.
He's a sad boy. He's a sad boy.
He's a pussy.
He's sad the boy does so bad on his test.
Watch out.
He's going to fail his class.
Mark my words. Some guy going to have a much bigger widget than you is going to be out there selling that widget to your wife.
He got a 1.5 GPA.
You got to tell her. You got to tell her. Just tell her I'm dumb, but I'm loyal.
It'll be fine.
Are you loyal? Are you loyal like a dog?
I'm loyal like a dog.
Does your degree hinge on this particular class?
No, I've got a couple more classes.
Yeah. And I think I might have said particular.
Huh?
This particular class. How many more classes do you have, to get your degree?
Oh, a whole nother year.
Now I'm with Don. What are you complaining about?
What a pussy.
Do you know how much people go through?
Why are you afraid of telling your wife this?
Well, she's not home yet. I will tell her when she comes home.
Why are you...
Academia Suspensiano.
Why are you afraid to tell your mommy and daddy?
Oh, because they're not here in town. And
are they providing you with the money for your education?
Not all the money, just a little bit. Just drinking money.
Good for them.
Then why don't you call them and just tell them just a little bit about your bad grade?
Why should I?
You got a
them?
D.
I'll just wait.
You got a D. Hold on. You got a D, and it's a midterm. You are able to bring that up.
Yeah, but I've got a 398 going right now, Mike.
You got a 398, so you got you're just shy of that big.
Hold on, BS. This guy is 2/10 of away from having a perfect GPA.
I swear to God, I've got a 398. I've had all A's and one A.
So now I'm getting this. So you're an A student primarily. Uh-huh. So getting a D for you is like the end of the world. And now I went to school
primarily. Yeah,
I may have married a
pussy. You're a mega pussy.
Have you sold your textbooks for drugs and booze?
Not for drugs, just booze.
You will, super pussy.
Did your teacher have a foreign accent?
Actually, no. He's from the Northeast.
Okay. I had an Indian, and I don't mean a Native American. I mean someone from India who was my macroeconomics professor, and I got a B+ in that class.
Well, aren't you just a good person?
Well, no. You know what I did? I went out and had a party. I partied my ass off because you know what I did it with? I did it with smoke and mirrors. I didn't know a thing about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wrote a hell of an essay, and I don't think he read English well. There seems to be a man with a great point.
And now... please welcome Super... you got the music?
Yeah.
Super Pussy?
Yeah.
Not you, him. Hey, love. Stan Ingram on WABC. F word. F word. Music radio. WABC. F word.
Mm-hmm.
We still can't find the tape of Dan Ingram saying the F word.
Dan Ingram.
Over the weekend.
With reverb.
And now, please welcome... Super Pussy, 3.98 GPA.
Faster than a speeding bullet.
Pussy.
More powerful than a locomotive.
Super Pussy.
To leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Afraid of his life.
Up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Super Pussy. Afraid to tell his wife anything, even though he's got a 3.9 GPA, which tells me he's probably got a very small penis. Listen, my friend, take off that Atari t-shirt.
And steel in his bare hands.
Get off the internet. Stop Googling. Call her. Call her, because you know what she's doing right now. She's probably Googling somebody else, because you're a super pussy. Really?
He still has the reverb.
Really?
It's nothing to really be uptight about. And it's nothing to certainly, drink yourself into a stupor. Drink yourself into a stupor just for fun.
Yeah, I think that's what he's really doing.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
There you go, I'm sorry.
He's still here, he is.
Okay. I'm on number five.
I don't blame you.
Did you mix it, Mike? Did you mix it while we were talking?
Absolutely, during that song, man. Good. Hell yeah.
All right. Are you on the level with all of this?
You're telling us the truth.
No, I am telling you the truth, man.
You got a D on your your macroeconomics.
Not 61.9%.
Almost failing. Yeah.
Not for on air. Where is your wife right now?
She's at work.
All right, hold on. Give the number to Rob. I will call her off air.
At the university.
And I'd be glad to tell her for you.
Is it a real university?
We'll find out. Hold on.
Florida State University.
You know what? Hold on.
Florida State.
Joe's got to get the
big school.
Yeah, right. Hold on just 1 second. Joe will be talking to you.
Real school.
Mm-hmm.
Good program.
Yeah. Joe Ardinger. Super Guard.
Rally. How's the food tonight, everybody? Hey, ma'am.
You back to me.
I can't help but noticing a hair.
Okay.
A hair in your Irish stew.
I kid, Mike, because I love your place.
I do.
I know you do.
You have a great place.
You have a good time every time you're there.
Absolutely.
And I mean, is this guy, this could serve to prepare me for this evening? Is it a preview, or will you be riffing on something else? It'll be whatever catches your eye.
You know what it might be?
What's that?
It might be if you wear that bandana.
I won't be wearing that.
Oh, you won't wear that?
No, I'll be going with whatever helmet head I have from the motorcycle.
I love it when you
please
wear...
also pay attention on our little commute over there this evening. I asked just a modicum more potential paying attention behind the wheel than there was the last time, because there was that one time at the
end. Are you talking to me?
I am speaking directly to you. Yes, I remember that one time.
Are you saying that I followed too closely?
No, you did not follow me too closely. There was that one intersection that I'm not sure where you were looking, but I looked and I noticed that your bumper was about an inch and a half away from it. You talked about that. You don't remember that now.
No, I don't.
It's just in
and
out.
I'm not a perfect driver like you. I'm sorry.
No, I am talking about the last time when it happened. You've got the reverb. You're at a decided advantage. I feel like you won the Jackson game. I'm down here in the pews. You're up in the pulpit.
Hold on, we got the number. Here we go.
All right, good. Calling this guy's wife.
I'll just tell her.
You don't have a name.
Lucky. It's Miss Lucky.
And what's your wife's name?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Miss Lucky.
What's your wife's first name?
Melissa.
Melissa Robbie. Hi,
secretary at the university.
Hi, this is Rob from the Don and Mike radio show. We have your husband on with us. His name is Matt. And he was wondering if you'd like to come on the radio and speak to him.
She didn't even have to come on the radio. She just needs to just come on just to say hello so people know that she's really there.
Say hello, okay? Hey, when you hear voices, your voice will be on the radio.
Okay. Is this Melissa?
Yes.
Hello, hi, is this Melissa?
Yes.
Hi, and are you married to this tool, Matt? Hey, Matt?
Yeah.
Hi, Matt. Okay, hold on. Melissa, I'm going to take your voice off the radio now, okay?
Well, if she would agree to stay on, we could have the conversation right here.
Would you? This is like normally a setup for one of our games, but this is a real situation.
No. Would you be willing to stay on the radio with us?
Yes.
While Don explains something to you that Matt's a little uptight about telling you?
Yes.
Do you know what a pussy your husband is? Ma'am, that's why I wanted to say that to you off the radio. Do you know what a super pussy your husband is?
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised if you're cheating, and I'll tell you why. I wouldn't blame you. Listen to what a pussy he is. Now, according to him, he has a 3.98 GPA.
Is that accurate, Melissa? Is he telling us the truth?
Yeah,
it is. He's smart as a whip. Well...
But he's having a little trouble.
He got a D on a test.
You got him a D?
He got him a D on a test.
Midterm.
On his widget test. What was the class minus?
Macroeconomics.
Oh, no.
And he's such a super pussy. He's sitting at home right now having five vodkas.
Now he's drinking.
Calling us, afraid to tell you.
He's terrified.
And afraid to tell his mommy and dad.
He's upset. He's got a 3.98. He's got basically an A student.
I did a total 180 on this guy. At first I was just telling him he was being like a standard super pussy, like married guys are. But for God's sakes, he's got leverage. He's not some dumb loser. He's got a 3.98 GPA, yet he's afraid to tell you that he got a D on a test. And now he's just sloppy drunk, and he's also gone to the bathroom all over your nice furniture.
No.
Yes.
And Melissa, I don't think with a 3.98, and this is a midterm, he can salvage this grade, that he really should be upset. Do you agree with us?
Yeah, he studied for about 2 days for that.
He did. Now, how do you feel really? If you weren't on the radio, how would you feel right now about his 61% on this test?
Well, I feel bad. I feel bad for him because he put me through 2 days of misery for
sure.
Oh, there we go.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Just a little bit of truth comes through. He put you through hell.
How's that, darling?
Because he was just being an ass for the past 2 days.
Oh, because he was so uptight about the test?
Yeah.
That's not right. Mm-hmm. So economics doesn't come easily to young Matt here.
It's not for everybody, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But really, why do you think he's afraid to tell you?
I don't know.
I'll tell you.
What was your GPA? What did you graduate with, Melissa?
What did I graduate with?
Yes.
Not as high as he has.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you something, honey, and I speak from experience. No need for condolences. I'm widowed recently after 25 years of marriage. That's the truth, and I want to tell you, here's the problem right now with you and young Matt. It's a five-letter word that starts with T and ends with T. Do you think you know what the word is?
It starts with what?
Starts with T and ends with T.
No, unlike...
That word is trust.
Mm-hmm. Trust.
That word is trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What are you applauding for, Rob?
I thought it would go good with
him. Melissa, what do you think Matt wants to do with his life? What is his goal?
Be successful.
Sounds like a professional student to me.
This is where Matt begins to tailspin now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Poor Matt.
Yeah.
See, Matt
I'm
is
not,
spiraling.
Listen, between
downward.
The lines, I'm not hearing that
Although,
support.
You know, on the other hand, let me just say this.
Yeah.
I hear lying can be good for a relationship. Mm-hmm. I hear lying can be very good for a relationship.
What's the best thing about Matt, Melissa?
That's actually what his mother said, was he doesn't have to know everything.
She doesn't have to know everything?
Even his mother said
that. His mother said
he
that.
Doesn't, she told me this advice. He doesn't always have to know everything.
That's easy.
Huh? Very good. And now I get back. Interesting that you jumped in with that while I was asking a very pertinent question about what's one of the best qualities of Matt? What made you fall in love with him? And if you say, like, his sweetness or something, no, just give us a specific.
Actually, with his maturity.
His maturity. Where did that go out?
Super pussy!
It's gone now, Melissa.
Afraid to tell his wife he got a D!
His wife and his mother.
Yeah, and he's got a 3.9 GPA.
Oh, well, we'll be hiding that from his mom for a while, I guess.
Does his mom, do his parents, are they very strict about grades?
I forgot that impression, but...
Why would you want to hide it from his parents?
He's an adult.
Well, because we're older, we have our own lives. They're not...
Well, no, sure. I mean, exactly. It's not hiding it. It's like you choose not to tell them. They don't need to know.
Yeah, but you're making it like you're hiding it.
Well, that's his choice.
Is Matt still on the line?
Yeah.
Hey,
super pussy.
Matt, were your parents? Did they ride you? Did they ride you like a rodeo bull about your grades as you were growing up?
Well, yeah, they were always pretty strict up until a year ago when we got married.
Well, I mean, you are adults now, and you're living your own life, and I mean, but you still get bent out of shape.
Relationship is doomed. I'm telling you right now.
You know what? I will know. This
it's
is
doomed.
A very nerd pussy question for college. Do you eat breakfast every morning at your college? When you were there, when you were in the dorms, did you eat breakfast every morning?
No.
Okay. All right.
Not every morning, Don.
That was Mike.
That was Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
Because
you'll know me, Super Pussy Boy.
Thank you.
Really, I mean, you're just walking into a minefield here, pal. You're given a total upper hand when it's clear that you are at least book smart, miles ahead of her.
This will get him. Hey, Matt.
Sir.
You studied for 2 days. Why did you get a 61?
Well, because I didn't study throughout the 3 weeks of the the small term.
He gets all rattled by that
pussy.
One.
One big pussy.
What can you do to get that grade up, Matt?
Do better, I guess, on the final exam.
This guy's got to be awful in the rack, right?
Am I
right?
Better, I guess.
Am I right, ma'am? Is he a bad... Is he a bad lay?
No, he's very nice.
Please rate him. Now, I know you won't say that you've had someone prior who's better, although I'm sure you've had. I'm sure you have. Would he be in the top three lovers you've had in your young, sweet life?
Yes. Top three.
That's wonderful. Are you going to console Matt when you get home this evening?
I will try. It depends on how, if I can pry away that vodka bottle. Or...
Ah, there. Right. Now we've identified something here, and I can run out. Now, now I speak from authority on this. Does Matt have a drinking problem?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Does Matt have a sexual grade of 61?
No, not.
Are you aware? Are you aware that at the prompting of a wise individual on this show, before we called you, Matt had agreed to put you on a Greyhound bus to Reno and to send you to, what's the name of that place?
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
Just to make a little extra money to pay off those student loans.
Where you would be a woman that would do anything for $5.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said it.
We're lying a little bit. Not $5. It would be the going rate.
Whatever you got.
He said you guys were from Nevada. Nevada, however you pronounce it.
Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was very comfortable with the idea of you, you know, in various crazy poses. Mm. You know.
What condition are you expecting to find young Matt in when you come home this evening? I mean, you know, what is he? Is he an angry drunk? Is he a happy drunk?
He's a happy drunk. Likes to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Has he ever mentioned to you this thought about, you know, you supporting him by being a prostitute or, as we call them lovingly, a pump?
Well, yes, we have discussed it in the past, but, you know, I told him no.
So you said no. You put the kibosh on that.
You're feeling awkward now, aren't you?
Kind of. I'm here at work.
That's good!
Don't blame us. Blame your husband. We were doing a radio show.
And he called.
What did somebody say to me a couple of weeks ago? Said, walk it off. You know, walk it off.
Right, Ron Burgundy.
Walk it off, Matt.
Stumble it off.
Stagger it off, Matt.
Okay, now come on, Matt. Don't be such a pussy. Tell your wife goodbye now and tell her about your grade.
Goodbye. I love you. And I actually did get a 61.9%.
Okay.
I'll let you see it when you get home.
He's loaded. He is. He's wallowing in it.
God.
And Matt, what are you going to do?
Say I'm sorry?
No, you're going to do better.
No, pussy! You're going to do better.
I'm
going to
do better.
That's the end of the world, Matt.
I'm going to do better.
Thank you, Robin.
Okay.
Goodbye, Super Pussy.
Goodbye, John and Mike.
You kids are very nice. Very
bye.
Sweet. Wish you the very best of luck in your life.
Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
You poor woman.
Send us a picture.
Right.
Let us please send you the name of a good attorney
mm-hmm.
in the state of Florida.
Right.
And also a month's worth of a free iced coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, yummy.
Yes, I agree. Get that refreshing lift you need. Be it your best all summer long with Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. Dunkin' Donuts. America runs on dunking.
Pity we can't get those gift cards to you right away so you can bring a pot or two home to your husband, Matt.
Thanks for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye.
Good luck.
Good for you.
She sounded very sweet.
Yeah, she's got a whole lifetime full of pussy whipping in front of her.
And he's just going to be there. It's my sixth year, and I haven't finished my novel yet.
God, and you're always thinking he's like some loser dork.
Far from it.
You know,
no, he's one of the. I mean, you went to school, I'm sure, in high school, and they, you know, with guys that there are kids that go bananas, obsessed. Obsessive. I mean,
they were always
the losers.
Even guys like me could pick on guys like them. That's how low on the totem pole they were.
I knew kids in college, seriously, that would go, I mean, into cataclysmic depressions if they got a B.
Mike said bananas again. I go bananas.
I like the word.
No flipping way.
No flipping way.
I like the word. What's wrong with using flipping bananas?
Hey, listen, we've not even yet discussed begin to discuss the tear jerking experience, and I do mean jerking, of Katie Couric leaving the Today Show.
I do believe that what I witnessed today, I don't think anyone will ever duplicate it. I don't think it can be done.
Good.
I think it was so overdone that no one can ever have a farewell.
She's going to another channel.
Yeah.
She's not leaving this earth. She's not retiring from broadcasting.
Right.
She's going from one channel to another.
She's walking across the street is what she's doing. Hey, what they do for Mike Wallace, who has been on the air for 100 years and 60 minutes?
They gave him an hour.
An hour that was really kind of bitter.
Sure.
What? That's true, Liz. Very bitter.
What?
This Katie Couric thing. It reeks of sappiness. It reeks of phoniness. And you'll especially want to hear the very insincere, and you know he's happy she's leaving, Matt Lauer. Yes. And I think,
and Matt Lauer, who deserves a medal for his behavior today. I thought Matt Lauer handled it as, I mean, nobody could have handled that better. If I'm, because you know inside, it's like he is saying, Jesus Christ.
When that show was done, he went up to his office, he opened his drawer, he got his bottle. He said, you
absolutely.
Know, goodbye, Bitchley Calcorn. You know,
bring on the next one.
The Miss Perfect is finally leaving us now.
Picture him like halfway through his bottle where it's like, so what do I get? What do I get? I get all the crap. I get all the crap. Where in the world is that's all I get?
So he gets his big goodbye with Katie Couric, and then Al Roker gets his, and then it's time.
Ann Curry's doing her best serious voice.
Ann Curry, who always has that doe, that deer in the headlights look. I just want to say, Katie,
we love you.
Thank you for making me love you.
She was the only, and you know what? She was what, because of that, she was the one who I detected not even a whiff of sincerity.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she is so syrupy, it was ridiculous.
Anyway, the tapes are great. They're all worth hearing. Right, Liz?
What?
Right. So we got to do this because we ran a little long there. Because, see, every once in a while we do some good on this show.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. I think Matt and Melissa will be stronger for what we did.
And listen, don't forget. This again.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button. Have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's tonight. We'll see you there.
Right.
Ask for the placenta with hair.
Is there any way I could start drinking about a half hour before we leave?
Pastolini. We'll be right back, friend.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Joe.
This is costume jewelry, though, right?
What?
Wait a minute. These are diamonds?
You bet your ass they are.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Radio juggernaut.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Obviously, Elizabeth Taylor.
She's not wearing costume jewelry.
She was on with the frog last night.
Hi there.
This is costume jewelry, though, right?
It's worth hearing again.
What?
Wait a minute. These are diamonds?
You bet your ass they are.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, we can certainly hear enough of that. Save it for another day, because the Katie Couric stuff is fresh today.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget Mike's joint tonight. Uh-huh. Well, I'll be there at 8:00. Like to see you. Come on by.
Very good.
Blah blah blah. Special giveaway for only for the first 200 who enter. Uh-huh. You get one of these special babies.
Wow. Bingo.
Plus, we'll be there. So come by and say hi. It'd be nice to see you.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing about Katie Couric today.
One of the most amazing send-offs I've ever seen.
You know, they kind of got backed into a corner on this because she's leaving to go to CBS, and she's had the rap for the whole 15 years she's been there of being America's lovable pixie who wakes everybody up.
Right.
And on one hand, they can't wait to get her ass out the door to start over with the new chick. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, they've got to say goodbye to her.
Right.
So today, the setting of the Today Show were these gigantic banners that had to be, I don't know, 15, 20 feet tall.
Goodbye, Katie.
Yeah, that had, like, the picture of her on top when she had her little boy haircut when she first started.
Ah,
and then the picture on the bottom that is the glamorous Katie.
Yes. Oh, my God, and they brought the artists in, and they had her family, and they had hundreds of people there. It was
and just
the video archives with the research that they did on her entire career. It was on and on and on.
We won't bore you with that, but some of this stuff is so self-serving and so sappy. And the underlying tone, especially noted from Matt Lauer.
Matt Lauer, who was a trooper, he hung in there through the whole thing.
The tone, which is like, okay, get out, bitch. Here we go.
And farewell, friend. She's been a staple of America's mornings for more than 50... 50-
How do you like that? How do you think you like having to read that before the show?
From the heart.
He's in the booth going,
and farewell, friend, okay? I'm reading it. I'm reading it!
Yeah, you think he's going, every time I think I read this goddamn thing.
And farewell, friend. She's been a staple of America's mornings for more than 15 years, asking the tough questions.
You have not leveled about...
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong one. I meant that was the
friend,
there you go.
And dazzling us all with her unsurpassed grace, wit, and charm.
Please.
Look what I'm making Leo and Marty do.
Now, after more than 15,000 interviews, millions of laughs, and countless cups of coffee, yeah. Katie's saying goodbye today, Wednesday, May 31st, 2006.
God.
Goodbye. And then it was... the whole thing. I mean, all the way till 10 o'clock.
Wow. Here's the couch open. So this is when they're going for the highest amount of tune-in. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try to get her to cry, and she's going to act like she's, you know, she's totally put off by this.
And she's got her new Katie Couric voice.
And this might also be where you get just a taste of what they hint about in the tabloids. I don't know if it's on this tape, but it's where Matt Lauer says, I think it's where Matt Lauer says, we've got some surprises for you. And she says, oh, can't keep surprises from me. People don't know that I read the mass emails that go out, that sometimes they come my way, and I get...
So she knows everything that's going on.
That's kind of the vibe I got. Anyway, here she is. Here's the opening.
And good morning, and welcome to today on a very special Wednesday morning. I'm Matt Lauer, and for one final time, I'm going to turn to my right.
Yeah, hold on. Listen. Mm-hmm. She's not dead.
No.
She's going across the street to work at Channel 2 instead of working at Channel 4. I know it's on a grander scale. I know it's networks.
Right. She is coming to a company that will not have those kinds of tributes.
That's right.
And not only is it that she's just changing where she's working.
Right.
She's just a TV host. Mm-hmm. She's not cured anything.
Right. No, but she is.
Rob, didn't you see all the people that lined up and said that their butt cancer was cured because of her? Really, really, they had people with T-shirts that said, Katie cured my butt cancer.
It was, I don't think really that it will ever be surpassed, that kind of a send-off. I don't think it's possible. Yeah. I really don't think, I think it'll all be measured, certainly on that Today Show.
Right.
We got to just play the tapes, because we're pontificating without letting anybody hear them. Here we go.
And say good morning to my friend and colleague, Katie Couric. Last day, how you feeling?
Oh, gosh, I'm feeling happy and sad and completely out of control, and you know how much I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You, a control freak? Yeah. Let me just get this out of the way right now.
There's his first jab right there. What, you're a control freak?
What?
It's your last day. I'll let it go, bitch.
Those aren't for you. Those are for me. Coming up, Katie, it's going to feel like an episode of This Is Your Life, minus Ralph Edwards, obviously. This morning, we're going to look back at an amazing 15 years here on Today, the highs and the lows and everything in between, and, of course, the hair. We will talk about that.
Only if I can talk about yours.
That's okay. There's not much to talk about. And if, Katie, I think you...
And again, that's okay. Make the ball joke. Last time, bitch.
Are you aggering the network news?
Last time, bitch.
People at home know if she has one true love, aside from her family, of course, it's music. We're going to celebrate this farewell with performances from Tony Bennett, Martina McBride, Trisha Yearwood, Idina Menzel, and the cast of the Broadway hit Jersey Boys. And we also have some surprises in store that you won't want to miss. So stay tuned. Batten down the hatches.
You know me. It's hard to keep surprises from me.
You already know all these things.
No, no. Well, you know, sometimes they email the staff,
computer?
And they think I'm not on the list.
All right. My question is, when she goes to CBS... will she still have the new Katie voice that has developed during this entire time?
I think she's got the acid reflux.
Ah, it's something like that.
I really do.
Or
I
think she's drinking.
Yeah, well, who knows, Buzz? Uh-huh. Who knows?
They filled the position of CIA chief without you.
But anyway, I think there are plenty of surprises
we
in store,
so.
And I'm really looking forward to all of it.
And her condescending. Well, even though I already know everything that's happening,
there are plenty of surprises. I am looking
forward
to it.
I'm this big J-O-J.
You know, I don't care who you are, and this is maybe I'm defending Katie Couric. I don't care who you are. You look at that, and you look at what they did. It is tough to keep it on the ground when you see what that was all about. And at some point, really, it would be kind of crazy. I mean, guys like Johnny Carson, you know, he had that kind of. This doesn't even compare to Carson.
Right.
Send-off.
Right. Like, this is not like the end of MASH.
In importance? No.
This is not like the finale of that 70s show.
Here's the
finale of MASH. Something important.
Well, the big difference is, don't you do this when it's a retirement as opposed to...
Yeah. Or a death. Right. Yeah. Here she is with Al Roker.
Al.
Hi, Al. Here he is.
It is now 7:05. Let's go back to Katie.
Oh, and there, of course, is
sad
a very,
voice.
Very sad anchor. 7:05. It's sad. She's leaving.
7:05. I'm ass of asses.
Back to Al.
It is now 7:05. Let's go back to Katie, Matt, and Al.
It's a darling little boy. Yeah. A happy ending. Thank goodness. Thanks.
You know, isn't
and
the
then,
tone,
I mean, it's just 3 hours of this.
Isn't the tone really, think about it, the same tone as like 9/11 or really bad, tragic news.
Somber occasion.
Yes, I'm going to summon up all my strength with my doe-like eyes and say...
We're going to go back to...
Katie!
It is now 7:05. Let's go back to Katie, Matt, and Al.
Katie. The darling little boy. Yeah. The happy ending. Thank goodness. Thanks, Ann.
Dedicated work of those rescuers.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get our first check of the weather this morning from Mr. Roker.
It's very strange. It really is. And also, with big change, we won't hear Fred Facey say your name anymore.
I know. Yeah. Are you kidding? I think they already took down my picture.
Are you kidding? They already took down my picture.
Sure.
Yeah, right. There's 8,000 friggin' pictures of her around. Okay, here's...
You think they're doing that, though? Do you wonder if they do that, like the minute it's over, that they have somebody...
Or stuff screwdrivers. In the hall.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're taking all the promotional pictures down.
Here's just some random Matt Lauer stuff.
It's not an ordinary Wednesday. It's also Katie's last day here on today, and some people have come outside and... to hold some signs and wish her well. Some of these people started lining up 15 years ago.
Good mix.
They're playing the Goodbye Girl in the background.
Anyway, we've got a big crowd outside. And we're going to get outside and say hi to some of those people in just a couple of minutes.
Oh,
meanwhile, inside
me.
Studio 1A, I'm Matt Lauer, along with the guest of honor this morning, Katie Kirk.
This is fun because you're doing all the work today.
I was thinking yesterday for some reason, you know, over the 10 years we've sat next to each other, do you know how many notes we've written each other?
Yeah, that we'd get in a lot of trouble.
Imagine if I had said, you know, Katie, I've saved every one of them.
And I'm selling them.
It would be the last day either of us worked in this business. But it's one of the things I like to remember.
He's not saying it's their own notes he wrote to himself.
Notes like Burgundy and Corningstone.
Now, here she is. Here's Katie Couric saluting us regular folk with a song.
The Little People.
Now, this has been so special for me to get a chance to salute you all because I can't tell you how moved I've been by each of your stories and by...
What she's doing now is she's addressing... They had a montage of idiot people who sent in, like, from America's Funniest Home Videos, people who actually, like, had their children crying and they were singing grandmothers and twins and it was all that dumb.
I love you, Toby!
Yeah, so they run this ridiculous montage that makes you want to vomit.
Yes.
I mean, you would think a president had died, you know, except for the upbeat, you know, you're going to a new opportunity. It's really great, but we're going to miss you. So here's your response to about 10 minutes of that pablum.
Now, this has been so special for me to get a chance to salute you all because I can't tell you how moved I've been by each of your stories and by your courage and determination and strength and moxie and pluck and generosity and kindness. And as a result, I wanted to salute you and leave you all with a gift. It's one of my favorite songs. It's from the musical Wicked. And I really think it speaks to everyone about the things that you all have been through and the changes we all go through in life. And Idina Menzel, who's from the original cast of Wicked, will sing it with Trisha Yearwood. So it's a real treat. So, and they're really, I'm dedicating this song to all of you. So, ladies and gentlemen, Idina Menzel and Trisha Yearwood, we can come and listen.
To all you little booger eaters out there.
For the little people.
All you spazzes out there. Okay.
This is for you guys. I'm doing this for you. And Mike Wallace was on the air for 150 years, and it was nothing even remotely close. It was so understated. In a way, it was better.
Yeah. Listen to this one for a second. This is Matt Lauer being insincere, asking about the favorite trip. Okay. Okay. Just a note I made, insincere.
Two questions. What was your favorite trip?
Gosh,
favorite location.
And she doesn't
so
mean
so many in that piece.
She doesn't answer either one of them. She avoids each question.
Just the whole tone is, you know, my favorite trip, and that's the first thing that is.
My favorite trip, Matt, will be the one when I leave NBC.
Two questions. What was your favorite trip? Favorite location.
That's so hard.
There's so many in that piece right there.
That's like asking me your favorite where in the world. Do you have one?
Well, but does one stand out in your mind?
I don't know. I mean, everyone was different and enriched me in different ways, you know?
Second question. How far did the ball you hit in Fenway really go?
It went way, way over. It was amazing.
The green
monster? I didn't know I was so powerful.
She lies about that in jokes.
It was a fun look back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, obviously, you guys have made it so much fun. I'm glad they ended it with all of us together because it was amazing.
Now remember, this is not a funeral that we're televising.
No, everybody's fine.
It's not even a retirement.
Right. She's going to the competition.
She's going across the street
right.
to do the news.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here now is Ann Curry. What they've done. Oh, hold on. Before Ann Curry, this is just too awkward. I have to explain this to you, the setup on this. I guess a couple of years ago, or who knows. One of their stunts was Katie Couric was going to get her hair cut on the show.
Mm.
And there was some little girl that got her hair cut, I guess, in the audience the same day, one of the schmucks that stands outside. So when they had this montage of videos from viewers, the mother of this kid had, and she appears to be about 3 or 4, sitting on her bed going, "Bye-bye, Katie. I'll miss you. Bye-bye." And then they say, "And now, Katie, we have your biggest fan from your haircut show," and they bring out this little kid.
Was this the kid with the flowers?
Yes. Now, she has a sash on, like a beauty pageant sash.
Oh, my God.
Now, they've not JonBenét her up or anything.
Right,
made her up.
But she's an adorable child.
She has a sash on that says, "Katie's number one fan."
Wow.
And she comes out with flowers. The child, bless her heart, does not even really seem to know who Katie Couric is.
This one, Ann decides to try to steal the moment.
Yeah, about the doll.
Yeah,
yes. This is pretty good awkward TV because they got a kid there who allegedly is Katie Couric's biggest fan. I defy you to listen to more than one audible word that the child makes. The child
and Ann Curry is doing what she does best, which is pushing it.
Here we go.
As she always pushes it.
It's about 1:10, so give it a listen,
yeah,
okay?
Good.
So that's the setup. They're going to bring out, allegedly, her biggest fan.
Katie, literally hundreds of people sent us tapes, not only wanting just to have a chance to say goodbye to you, but also to compete for the title of Katie's biggest fan. And after reviewing all of those tapes, we've come up with one we think is just perfect. You just saw her on that tape. This is little 4-year-old Lily Sadloff from Avon, Connecticut. Lily, how are you?
Thank you so much. Did you pick these flowers for me?
Yeah.
You did? They're beautiful. Thank you.
It's not nice to lie to a lady on TV, little girl.
My mommy bought them in New York.
Lily was here for the Locks of Love segment.
Aw, that's right.
And when she had her hair cut not long ago, and Lily had her hair cut, what was that like for you? Was it fun? Did all your friends get to see you on TV?
Lily's watching herself on TV right now.
Yeah,
isn't it weird to see yourself in that box?
So this is how they're filling the 8:30 half hour.
Yeah.
They're sitting outside with a kid who obviously looks like she would rather be anywhere in the world but stuffed in between Matt Lauer and Katie Couric.
And Ann has turned it on. I hate to get back to Ann Curry, but Ann has gone from sad voice to the child is cute voice.
Oh, yeah.
She does. Yeah.
And Ann is now going to pick it up in the last 40 seconds of the clip. Here we go.
Lily loves you so much, Katie, that we have a little special Katie doll.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I forgot this now. The show has made, for the kid, a doll that allegedly looks like Katie Couric.
Right. And the doll's got this dead eye.
It's like it's winking at you.
It's like those baby dollies do where you have to sit them up to have the eyes open and you lie them down, the eyes closed.
Right, and the thing's got an NBC sweater on, and it's got like her reading glasses on. It really doesn't look much but like her.
No.
And Ann Curry pulls this thing out of a bag and kind of shoves
this thing out of her. Right.
And just kind of shoves this thing at the, really shoves it, because look who we got for you. It's a Katie Couric doll.
And when I look at Ann Curry would be the type of adult, like if it was a relative that would scare me when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh. And And the doll, incidentally, looked like something that Letterman would use as a desk piece.
As a gag.
Like, you know, yeah. if he was doing Toys of Tomorrow or something.
Right,
you know, hey, look, it's the Katie Couric doll. I mean, that's what a piece of crap this thing looks like. But here's Ann Curry shoving it down this kid's throat.
She's going to miss you in the morning. She can...
What do you think?
Tonight.
What do you think? And she has reading glasses on, too. Just like the older version of me.
Let's turn her around so everybody at home can see her there.
Look, she's got a little microphone.
Got a permanent wig.
And dyed blonde hair. Is that great? Anyway, well, thank you so much for coming by. And look, what is this sash you're wearing? Katie's biggest fan sash.
There you go.
Well, thank you. I'm a big fan of yours, too. Thanks so much for coming by. And thanks for the beautiful flowers.
Do you want to give Katie a little hug? Say hi. Do you want to give Katie a hug? The real
God!
Thank you so
Stop
much.
Stop it!
There's Ann Curry now trying to direct the child. Uh-huh. You want to give Katie a
you
hug?
Want to give Katie a hug?
So
awkward. You're right.
They go back inside. Al Roker says stuff like, I liked seeing you when we first worked together.
Right.
And she seems genuinely affectionate of Al
there
Roker.
There seems sure. between Katie and Matt Lauer and Al Roker, there seems to be a genuine camaraderie there. The one odd piece is even when she pays tribute.
And here we go. This is where Ann Curry speaks. Speaks and scares.
Uh-huh.
Ann Curry. Coming off the heels of what's happened is Al Roker has just said to her, you know, when you gave me my first big break, we worked together, I knew you were dynamite. And she says, you know, she starts crying because, Al, I love you. Well, you know what? Let me just to give you a little perspective. Sure. Here's a little bit of Al Roker. This is just the serious stuff, right?
A little like Lawrence Welk. And the musical celebration continues. Tony Bennett may...
Oh, hold on a second. 14, Al Roker. Here's Al Roker. Okay.
And I'm not speaking right now. Al, along with Katie and Al and Natalie.
You play that goddamn Green Day song
this morning. We're happy you're here now.
The time of your life.
The stairs, by the way. Oh. The makeup room. Well, that's a good place here. To have
So here comes Al Roker.
Coming up, we're going to continue to take a trip down memory lane with Katie's hair and fashion through the years, some of which you may not want to remember.
You couldn't leave without that, Katie.
And a little later on, the cast of Jersey Boys will be here with a special performance just for you. But before we get to that, I know I had a chance to say something to you earlier, and I know Al, Ann, and Natalie would like to say something as well. So, Al?
Well, I first worked with you on Sunday Today down in Washington, D.C., and I knew there was something special then, and I know it more so today. You have the rare gift of making us all better at what we do. And what people don't realize is your generosity, not only on screen, but off screen. And I will miss that smile, and I'll miss the face, and I'll miss the spirit that you bring to this. And it's not like you're leaving. I know where I can find you, so you can't run away. But,
I hope our friendship transcends geography.
Absolutely. I will miss you, and I miss what you bring to this every day.
I love Al.
Oh,
what you didn't see on TV is Al actually copped a feel at that. It was, Al's is more understated and more genuine in my opinion than anybody else.
She says, "I love Al,"
right.
And she cries. And Buzz is holding up a note. The wants everyone to know the name of the song is "Good Riddance."
Good Riddance.
Thank you, Buzz.
That was a nice tip. Since
very nice.
Maybe not everybody's glad she's.
Oh, I'm sure they did it because that time of your life.
Yeah.
So there is Al Roker. Now Matt Lauer says. Here is the dough-faced Ann Curry, and listen to this.
And we all love you, Katie. You know, you've affected our lives, not just professionally, but personally. I am a different person because I know you, because you've made me better. You've made me love you. And don't be a stranger, because if you do, I'll come calling. Ooh. I mean, really.
Way to go. Way to go the extra mile, Ann.
There are laws in most states against that.
Way to go. The book of cliches.
They'll be distracted and there'll be so much going on and all that stuff. Oh, I'm going to come and visit you guys on a regular basis. She'll be like, I thought she left.
No, really.
Okay.
I'm just going to miss
sorry,
you so much.
Yeah. No, really.
You've made me love you.
Yeah, and listen again. You hit the nail on the head. She's had all day to plan for this. And all she can come up with is tired cliches.
Real tired cliches. And but she's trying to get it through with the dough-like look and the sad. And
read anything into the comment, "You made me love you." Mm-hmm. You know, that could either be like, you know, "You're so wonderful, you made me love you," or, you know, "Okay,
you gave me no
wore me down, bitch."
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I'm with you every day. Okay, I love you.
I hated you at first.
And we all love you, Katie. You know, you've affected our lives, not just professionally, but personally. I am a different person because I know you, because you've made me better. You've made me love you. And
cliche.
Don't be a stranger.
Cliche.
Because if you do, I'll come calling.
Come calling
you,
cliche.
No, I mean really.
There are laws in most states against that.
No, because I know you're going to be so distracted and there'll be so much going on and all that stuff.
Oh, I'm going to come and visit you guys on a regular basis. You'll be like, I thought
you were. Shut up.
Okay.
Went on and on.
And then finally, here's the last thing.
This is 3 hours. Solid hours.
Yeah. 3 hours. And finally, then you have the way they wound it up, Katie's amazing impact on everything. Always.
Mm-hmm. Because for the last couple of weeks now, we've been talking about your impact on television and morning news, and we want to end this morning by talking just about your impact on our lives and the fact that you've been a great colleague and, more importantly, a terrific friend, and you're going to go on to great heights. We know that. I hope you know that we're all going to be wishing you well, even if quietly. And we wish you the best in every single aspect of your life. We love you, and we're going to miss you. Cheers.
Thank you so much. More wonderful send off. So
yeah.
I'm going to be kissing you all day long. So
shut
I hope
up.
I didn't get makeup on everyone. Thank you. And
bye.
Everyone in TV land. Thanks so much.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
To everyone in TV land.
Here, Katie, drink this poison.
I give Matt Lauer.
Eat me.
I give Matt Lauer a 10.
Yeah. Oh, he did great.
For the way he handled this. Because seriously,
if
he was the traffic cop.
If you don't think he was drunk by 11 a.m.
It was incredible to have to deal with all of that. And it was, I've never seen anything like it.
It was
somebody who's literally going across the street to another job.
It was a circus. I mean, they had like the guys from Jersey Boys, the show about the Four Seasons.
Right.
They redid the lyrics and they sang songs about her.
About Katie.
Yeah, they changed the words. They were all about her.
Wow.
Harvey Fierstein, whatever it came out, sang his little goodbye song, the Martine McBride.
Katie, you know? I love you.
It was, in a way, because I've never seen anything quite like it for somebody who's going to take another job. I found it riveting television just because there
was
so much overkill. It was really just constant.
And there were so many cuts that we're just going to have to like use in the opening now that really stand on their own. For instance, Katie, we have a lot of these are just labeled Katie says a few words, but they're like 2 minutes and 58 seconds long.
Right.
Where it's, you know, the incredible impact that she's had on everybody's lives. And she keeps saying, I want to thank all of the people in TV land.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to thank all the people.
TV land, a happy place.
Please say.
And the only other thing that came through is that when you do consider a job in TV news, that is, it was such a sell on her career and what she's done over the 15 years she's been there, it was almost convincing me.
Nauseating.
What the hell are you going to anchor the evening news for?
Right.
Because, I mean, the fun factor, you know, it really, you know, you're not going to see, you're not going to be able to kiss chimpanzees when you're anchoring the CBS Evening News.
CBS is fun?
CBS is fun,
can't
Rob.
Be perky.
It's the most fun network.
No, but she wants to be taken serious.
Okay.
Like all women do.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
There's your tribute right there.
There you go. You want to know how the real broadcasting world works? Check out my friend Elizabeth Vargas. You know her problem? Knocked up. Knocked up, really. The one guy gets ba-boom in the head,
right.
So he's out of commission for a while. She's knocked up. You know what they say to her in this modern society? Hey, Elizabeth Vargas, wouldn't you really love to just take the rest of your life off, even though we just gave you this job?
Raise the baby. Get Charlie Gibson on the phone.
Get old Gibson on the phone. He'll do anything.
And Charlie Gibson's supposed to be one of the nicest guys in television.
We'll have him do double duty. And he is doing double duty.
Is he
going to
do both shows?
For a while, he is.
Jesus. I mean, how long has he seriously been the I will do anything at ABC?
Always.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good at it.
He's the piss boy. He's the bucket boy.
I mean, Tony Perkins, when he was doing weather on Good Morning America, told me that he is one of the nicest guys you will ever meet. And it comes across. But you're right about Elizabeth Warren. What happened to that? That was a very, very short experiment.
And now the new rumor is that Diane Sawyer is upset because Katie Couric is getting all of this attention and because Charlie Gibson got the job on the news.
Right.
She wants to go to CNN.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, got a break. We got the Charlie interview coming up.
Yeah.
How's your Charlie, Mike?
Charlie's fantastic today.
Be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's at Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show. Number 15 Arbitron.
Sorry, nobody's watching.
Yeah.
Charlie. That's good, Charlie.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Oh, Charlie. Charlie.
Grandpa?
In your wildest dreams, you could not imagine the marvelous surprises that await you.
Grandpa!
Oh, Charlie, you got it!
Whee!
I'm a shooting star!
No. You know, we've not even officially gone back on the network yet, but let's bring him in because we've got a new theme for him. Hi, Charlie.
Charlie, hello, Don. Charlie!
We've not even returned yet.
Join the Charlie people.
Here we go, Charlie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. They're great. And now, because there's nothing else on,
right.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's not on the Mike Show.
And look around, Cafe.
We'll be at O'Mara's in Manassas.
Who's that?
Tonight?
You.
Mike's place?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Who's Tinky?
Hair everywhere.
Don't like it, Don.
What, Charlie?
Just kidding.
Charlie.
How's everybody?
We have the Charlie interview today.
My name is Charlie, and it's time for the Charlie interview.
Charlie, do you like gelato?
What?
Do you like gelato?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's kind of like...
No, I don't.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
I don't know
ice.
What it is.
It's kind of like Italian ice.
No, what's
it's
that?
It's kind of ice creamy.
Ice cream?
It's kind of like ice cream.
What do you mean kind of?
Have you ever been in an Italian restaurant and they brought you something called gelato?
I've been in an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
Tony's.
Tony's?
Tony's Pizza.
Uh-huh. Tony's Pizza. What about the Olive Garden?
No. Uh-huh.
Why?
No, I don't like that. Oh. No, they got all the sauce and stuff. I like pizza. I like tomato sauce and I like pizza. And I like Chef Boyardee spaghetti.
Okay.
I really do.
Gelato.
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 It's gelato. Good boy.
Also kind of like a Jell-O mold, isn't it, Buzz? I mean,
I think it's more of a cross between a snow cone and ice cream.
No, it's ice cream with more milk fat in it.
You boys don't even know what it is.
No, you're right.
How am I supposed to do the interview?
Well, I thought it was Italian ice.
No, it's like ice cream. The gentleman will explain.
I like ice cream.
You will like gelato.
Rocky Road. That's from my favorite movie, Goon.
Before we start, Rob, what is the setup for Charlie on this interview?
This is a travel agent that will allow you to bike through Italy and eat gelato as you go.
I don't know if I can do this interview.
So you bike through Italy and you eat ice cream?
Yeah. On a bicycle?
Yeah.
Well, I got one of those.
With a big front wheel.
I got a big one.
Okay, you ready?
No, I don't have a big front wheel. I got two wheels that are the same size, Rob.
Stand by to give us
come
your
on.
Best announcer. Welcome to the Charlie Show.
Am I going
to
get the announcer part, too?
Yeah. You ready?
All right, good.
Here we go. And
live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Charlie Show with your host, Charlie Stuang-Stabila. Now, here's Charlie.
Hello. My name's Charlie. Charlie Stuang-Stabila. Welcome to the Charlie Interview Show. How are you doing today? Today we're going to be talking about
gelato. Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Today we're going to be talking about Italian ice cream. It's called gelato.
And the guy's name is Joe Joe Lucherson.
Lucherson. Hello.
His website is bikeinitaly.com.
Is he on?
Yes, he's on.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello there.
Welcome to the Charlie Interview. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
We're going to talk about ice cream.
All right.
Tell me all about your favorite ice cream, Joe.
My favorite is chocolate hazelnut. It's,
Yeah! Oh, gross. You don't put hazelnuts in ice cream.
Oh, come on. Italians do.
What?
The Italians certainly do. You know how crazy they are.
But why is their ice cream different from ours? Why don't... Joe, I have a question for you.
Yes, Charlie.
Why don't they just call it ice cream?
Well, why do they call it... they never do anything simple over there, right?
But
they
Joe,
do
Joe, I got to tell you, Joe. I got to tell you something. There's Jell-O and there's ice cream. You can't put the two together. It doesn't work.
Now, Charlie, you realize that this guy's come on, excuse me there, Joe, is that he wants someone to pay.
Rod Stewart told me that Mr. Mussolini enjoyed gelato.
Like,
he ate it during WW2.
Like a $4,000 or something like that to go to Italy, to ride bikes around it and eat ice cream. Gelato.
Gelato.
It rhymes with one of Rob's favorite words. Have you heard Rob say that word before?
Gelamna.
Mulatto.
Mulatto. I've heard Mr. Spiewak say that one all the time.
That would have been my guess.
What does it taste like? What does gelato taste like, Joe?
Gelato tastes like, if you could imagine, the best thing on earth.
The best thing on earth is pizza. The best thing on earth is pizza.
Charlie, you have
Domino's cheese.
You have some callers. Would you like to take callers?
Yes, I would.
Oh, good.
Hello. This is the Charlie Interview.
Who's Charlie's interview?
Is this Tom?
No.
Tom.
It's George.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Charlie.
What do you want, Tom?
I have to talk to Charlie.
Tom, I'm doing an interview and you're talking like me.
I am.
This is the way I talk, Tom.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Why
are you talking like that?
No.
Stop it, Tom.
Charlie.
Stop it, Charlie.
Pay attention to your guest.
Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I'm real sorry. This is my friend, Tom.
Hey there, Tom.
Tom, say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, Tom?
What's going on, man?
Tom, we're talking ice cream here.
Tom is like me. He's special.
I'm special like Charlie.
Tom, I don't have time to talk to you right
He's
now.
He's literally retardist.
Watch it. Yeah.
Come on, stop playing that.
Yeah, stop playing that.
Say hi to Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Say bye to Joe.
No.
Yes.
Don't you think that gelato tastes a little like custard?
Hey, you know what gelato tastes like?
You've never had gelato, Tom.
Yes, I have.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
You know what gelato is?
You don't know what it is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, you better watch it.
No, you don't, Tom.
Yes, I do know what it is.
You don't, Tom.
I know what it is.
Why do you like me so much?
You know what it is, don't
what?
You?
What? What is it?
It's shredded up liver and onion.
Joe, tell him that's not true.
No way.
Tom?
Oh, dear.
Tom, spell Italy.
Hercules?
No, no, Italy. The country, Italy.
Give me another country.
Okay, how about...
All right, spell Siam.
No.
Oh, what's the Kenyan eye?
Give me another one.
All right, try...
United States of America.
No, come on. Try Iraq.
No, try me another one.
Okay, try me another one.
Iraq.
Iraq, A-R-C-K-E-Y.
Wrong!
Right.
Wrong, wrong, wrong!
Right.
You're wrong!
And I'm the Charlie!
Shut up, Tom!
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha yourself!
I should reset that you're listening to the Charlie interview.
That's right.
Charlie is, of course, taking calls from from Tom.
We're talking with Joe, Lucheson. Lucheson. And Joe's talking all about gelato. Tell us some of the flavors. Hey, Joe, I don't want to talk to Tom no more.
Okay.
Right. Get off the phone, Tom.
I'm off the phone.
Don't make fun of me.
He's mentally retarded.
Hey.
What? Tom still has his training wheels on.
Hey, Charlie.
What?
I know you guys are going to.
Where?
The old WARW Studios in Rockville, Maryland.
You're right, Tom. We are.
Am I invited?
No, not if you use that voice.
Bye, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Say goodbye.
What, Tom?
Am I invited to the new studio?
Say goodbye.
Sure.
It's
bye,
my
Tom.
Segment.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, Charlie.
Ass. Sorry, Joe.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, Joe, we're talking about gelato, and you're going to ride bikes and eat gelato in Italy, right?
We're going to ride bikes, eat gelato,
okay,
and
Joe,
eat gelato. And we're going to talk about Charlie.
Okay, good. Here's what I want to do. All right, you got gelato in different flavors, right?
All different flavors.
Okay, what I want you to do is you're going to list the gelatos, and I'm going to tell you whether I like them or not.
Okay, sounds
good. This is going to be a great game and really interesting for our listening friends. Are you ready?
Yeah, we'll start out with the easy ones.
All right, list them first.
Okay, how about chocolate?
Good.
How about tiramisu?
Huh?
Tiramisu.
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 Yeah.
No, because I don't know what it is. Sounds like cheese.
Well,
has it got cheese in it?
A little bit. Mascarpone cheese.
Yeah. Okay, no. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep going. No.
lemon. Lemon.
Nah, not really. I like lemon drops. I don't like lemon in my ice cream.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Go.
Hey, how about, this is a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
Stracciatella.
Huh?
You didn't know you were going to get an Italian lesson today.
I'm allergic to codeine.
Well, then you wouldn't want that.
Scratch that one with the big word. Don't like that.
Okay. How about nocciola? Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
No, we said that before. No, I don't like that. So I got one finger up, Joe. I got one finger up, and that's for chocolate.
Okay.
That's for chocolate, which is great. Everyone likes chocolate.
About cherry.
Cherry like flavor or cherry in? Don't give me a thumbs up, Rob. Mr. Spiewak says I should say yes to cherry. Okay, Rob.
I would have.
Okay, Rob. I'm saying yes to cherry.
Hey, Charlie.
That's two, Joe. We're not batting real good.
Hey, Charlie. Charlie.
Yes, Don.
Have you ever popped a chick's cherry?
Oh, you told me what that means.
If you're the first.
Joe, you know what he's talking about?
I might have a little idea, but you tell me. Tell me.
Okay, I'll do it the best I can. Down there, there's a thing, and if it breaks, it's...
Remember, it's you bust her hymen.
That is really dirty. That is so dirty, Don. We're talking about ice cream.
That's what you call...
You're talking sex talk.
That's what you call popping a cherry.
You're talking sex talk right now.
And, Charlie, what does it mean when you
Don's talking sex talk.
What does it mean when you see a girl at the bar who can take a cherry and put it in her mouth...
Oh, I remember.
...and she can tie the stem in a knot with her tongue?
Hey,
what does that mean, Charlie?
Mr. Geronimo told me any girl that can do that with her mouth is a slut.
That's right.
And okay, let's listen more gelato.
And a pump.
And a pump. Pump's a bad girl.
Do you find that, Joe?
That'll be my secret.
Your secret, but you like gelato.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of bike do you have?
What kind or what brand?
What brand? Kind.
Brand
is brand. Same thing, Joe. Duh.
Bianchi.
Huh?
Bianchi.
All these big words with, like, all these Italian words.
That's right. Hey,
is there a Bianchi?
When in Rome, right?
Is there a Bianchi gelato?
For you, we'd make one.
Okay. So we got cherry and chocolate. That's it.
That's it.
I'm not good with anything else. How about banana?
What?
Banana.
Banana.
It's a fruit that grows on a tree.
Hey, Charlie, guess what's on TV tonight?
What's on?
I think it's on at 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Hold on.
Something you
deal
like.
Deal or
oh
no
my God.
Deal.
Joe Lucasen. Lucasen.
Charlie.
Yes.
Tonight.
You called me.
Oh.
9 o'clock.
Let's do that game. Don, look. He's doing the game with me. Watch this. Joe.
Charlie.
Joe.
Charlie.
Joe.
Marco.
Polo. I like you, Joe. I like you. I really like you.
Also tonight, Charlie, So You Think You Can Dance?
No, that sucks. Huh. I hate that show. I told the guys they should run Deal or No Deal. Hey, Joe, have you ever watched Howie Mandel on Deal or No Deal?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, it's so good. He takes all these pretty ladies, they've got cases, and then they try to guess how much money's in. And Howie talks to this really, like, super powerful guy that's up in this room, and you can't even see him because he's such a big shot. And then he says, Deal or No Deal. You like that?
Oh, man.
We
no,
played Marco Polo. We played Marco Polo at the orphanage until the fire.
Oh.
Yeah, my orphanage had a fire.
Yeah. Hey, Charlie, aren't you sad about Katie Couric leaving the Today Show?
I'm sad about the fire.
Yeah. Don't remember the fire.
I'm sad about the fire.
Come on now.
I set the fire.
Yes.
No, I didn't. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show.
Don't answer a question with a question, Joe. Duh.
Lost.
What
is it?
Lost.
Lost. Oh, that's so... It's so stupid. It's so stupid. They're like on a plane and it crashes and then all sorts of crazy things happen. I like Deal or No Deal.
What else do you like?
The Apprentice. You're fired. That's it. I kind of like American Idol, but there's all this
Don't you like According to Jim?
Not as much as I used to.
Huh.
It got too wordy.
What about King of Queens?
King of Queens is the best comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It is the best comedy and anything on UPN. Anything. Look, I'll go right now. I'm going to get the paper out. Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yes, sir.
No. What do you say when I say Joe?
Charlie.
Joe.
Charlie.
Let me get it out. Hold on.
TV listening.
Charlie's
not. Where is it? Can't find it.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I don't have the TV guide. Where's my goddamn TV guide?
Charlie.
Oh, I spilled my water now.
Easy on the swears.
Oh, S.
Easy on the swears.
Where's my God? Jesus Christ.
Charlie.
What's right? Here it is. Okay. Look at going right to UPN. You ready?
Yeah.
My Baby's Daddy. Funny. That's a funny movie. Have you ever seen it?
It's got the guy from Kangaroo Jack, doesn't it?
Does it?
He is the best. Kangaroo Jack. Did you see Kangaroo Jack, Joe?
Who?
Kangaroo Jack, the movie.
Tell them about the movie, Charlie.
This is the best movie. You got to watch it. They have it on those little things you buy, the DVDs.
Yes.
You put it in the machine. Yeah. What's so funny about that, ass? Rob.
Easy on the swears, Charlie.
I just don't like him today.
Uh-huh.
So, Kangaroo Jack steals this important thing that they have to find, and he's a kangaroo, and he can talk. And it's so funny. You'd love it. How about you take Kangaroo Jack to Italy?
Well,
Joe?
Charlie,
hey, he's been with me. I've already taken him to Italy.
You are just out of time, Charlie.
Wrap up?
Yep,
okay.
Wrap it up, buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to my friend Joe, who's going to bicycle to different gelato places to buy gelato, which, for those of you that don't know, is ice cream in Italian. And I've enjoyed your time. I wish we had more time, but the time is past. So that's the time we have, Joe.
Okay, Charlie, enjoy that cherry flavor.
Don't forget, Joe's website is bikeinitaly.com. Joe, I love you. Thank you for being on the Charlie interview.
Right back at you, man.
Can you say I love you, Charlie?
Love you, Charlie.
It's a success. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Hold on. Just a moment. Let's see how it went.
Six Flags.
We're off the air now.
Six Flags guy.
Uh-huh.
Good, yeah, you were great, and Charlie really liked you. He was really wound up today.
I was.
But
it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've felt well.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been feeling a little suspect lately.
Suspect?
Feeling better now.
You look peaked.
Oh, yeah, I was rough last week. Christ!
Wow.
Wow. I learned some dirty words from Mr. Ottinger.
Uh-huh.
He said, when you're really upset, you say that. Did that sound cool? Bad fire.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we're back to that.
Yeah, at the orphanage.
You set the fire.
And Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
You set the fire.
September 52.
You set the fire, didn't
no
you, Charlie?
No one was to blame.
Charlie, who set the fire?
And Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
Who set the fire? It's okay, because who took your temperature too many times? Who took your temperature too many times?
At the orphanage?
Yeah. Who did it? Who said? Who was it?
A man that I know, and he's back around now, and I don't want to talk about him, because you're making me feel really uptight about that, if you're going to bring that up.
The only man that escaped that fire, what is his name?
With me.
What is his name?
He's older than me.
Yeah.
What is his name?
Gillespie.
Oh, no.
That's right, Greg Gillespie.
Mm-hmm. The gas oven was faulty.
Charlie doesn't understand this, so I can say this.
Mm-hmm.
Gillespie sodomized Charlie.
I didn't know that.
What does that mean, pray tell?
Take your temperature.
Oh, that way?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many? And they weren't. They weren't even doctors.
How many times did Gillespie do that to you?
Every day.
And isn't that why you burned down the orphanage?
Yes, because I got tired of it.
Yes.
I got tired. I was tired and sore.
Of course.
I got really, really mad. Only me, Greg, and my brother Matthew survived.
And, of course, Greg Gillespie is the program director here of WJFK.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He never will be to me.
Yes, he is.
He never will be to me. I hated him and his red hair. God.
How many senseless deaths happened because you burned down that orphanage?
I was upset.
How many people, Charlie?
We had about 7,000, 8,000.
Wow.
I don't know numbers good. I don't know.
Might not have been that many.
Matthew survived, but now he's half a man. Half a man. But he is so excited. He got a new toy.
What's that?
A super-powered rascal. 4 batteries.
Huh.
He flies.
Your brother Matthew.
Mm-hmm. He says hi. But he said as best he can. Kind of more like,
mmm. Sorry, Charlie.
Brr, Don.
Sorry about Gillespie.
Going to see Don today, Matthew. Magic was brr, Don. Matthew battles the affliction. He got it real bad.
Yeah, he do.
He'll do okay, though.
Yeah?
He come down with something permanent.
Did you hear Jessica laugh?
No.
Yep.
Jessica, with the boobs?
Jessica Rabbit, right.
Oh,
she's going.
She was going to be... You know, Mr. Ottinger told me that I could...
Bang her.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't say it. You did. You said it, but I never got a chance. Where'd she go?
She went to Norfolk.
Well, she sent me an email. It doesn't matter. I don't have a computer.
Right.
I don't even have a stove.
Right.
I got a room.
The fire.
And a bed. Man, Christ, I left her knockers.
How old are you, Charlie?
I'm about 63.
How old is he, Rob?
No.
65.
Right.
65, the age of retirement.
You'll be 66 on December 13th.
But Mr. Hughes said, I'm going to work you till you're dead.
Oh, there you go.
Paint these walls. Clean
right.
These gutters.
Well, I believe the statute of limitations of you burning down your orphanage because you were tortured by Greg Gillespie as
very past, bad.
So you should just admit it now that you did it. You set the fire.
Mm, I did.
You did.
I admit it.
Because of Gillespie.
Long time ago. Doesn't matter. Back in the 50s. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, everybody. Didn't mean to.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. I was angry.
Angry.
Someone said to me one time, I'm filled with anger.
Mm.
Filled with anger. All the time. Charlie, you are filled with anger. What's wrong with you? I said, look at my brother I got to take care of every day. He's got an affliction.
Yeah.
That's a pain. Why are you laughing? Come on.
Can I pull a Tom on you?
What's that?
Can you spell affliction?
Yes.
Go.
A.
Yeah.
F.
Mm-hmm.
F.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-C. T-I-O-N.
Wow.
There we are.
Very good.
What do you think of that? I don't have that same thing he's got. Give me another one.
Spell Italy.
I-T-A-L-Y.
Spell gelato.
That's no fair. I just learned that one today. All right, J-E-L-L...
G-E-L-A-T-O.
I'm not as good a spitter as I am an arsonist.
Clearly.
Spell arson.
A-R-S-O-N.
Yeah.
Yep. We know.
We do.
I tell Rob my secrets.
Spell,
all of them.
Spell spaz.
Which way?
Both ways.
Okay, there are two ways.
Okay.
There's the simple way, yeah. S-P-A-Z,
right.
Spaz,
yeah.
And then there's the S-P-A-Z-Z-Z, spaz. I was called it all my life.
Spell Mongo.
How about this? Get on the bus, spaz.
Spell Mongo.
M-O-N-G-O.
One more. Window liquor.
W-I-N-D-O-W. L-I-C-K-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Window liquor.
Brilliant. Man, Charlie.
I love spelling. I was always good at it.
Very good at it.
Terrible at math. Very
spell,
good at spelling.
I bet you won't be able to get through this one. Last one. Spell vagina.
I know this one.
I know you do, but I know that you also get
Mr.
very
Norman
nervous.
Gave me a book.
Oh, good.
You get very
give
nervous.
Me one of his special books.
The word is vagina.
Mm.
And I know that you start to get a little kooky when you think about it.
Oh,
Charlie. I can get through this.
I don't know what part of the body it is now. It had a diagram.
Yeah, the daisy.
V-A-C-H-I-N-A. Vagina. No?
No.
Charlie, get it wrong?
That's absolutely right, Charlie.
Charlie, screw up?
Vagina. Vagina. That's going to be the name of my new Chinese restaurant.
Vagina.
Welcome to Vagina.
Vagina. Enjoy, everyone. By the way, the windows in your green room are delicious.
Thank you, Charlie.
I licked them all. Thanks, boy.
Wow.
Bye, Charlie.
He was wound up today.
Jesus. It's been a long time.
The deal with him.
Been a long time.
He loves it when Tom calls.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Put that poor schmuck on the phones.
Boy, it's very interesting today.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg! Get off my leg!
Get off my leg!
The Don and Mike Show.
Get off my leg.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, Liz?
What?
All right. You gonna try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
What?
Are you a prostitute?
What?
Are you a drunk?
What?
You've been drinking today.
What?
You are in denial.
What?
Liz.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
You want to get married again?
Why? Are you proposing?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh. Are you asking me?
Answer no.
You're
no.
Trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
This is costume jewelry, though, right?
What?
Wait a minute. These are diamonds?
You bet your ass they are.
Okay, all right.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you
right.
is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
All right, pipe down, Phil. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Cello.
Speak to us.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, day to day, fulfilling a contract,
mm-hmm.
Finding out how different my life is without my wife, moving on with my girlfriend. Also, got a lot happening with my son and with my daughter and my grandkids. Mike's got an awful lot going on in his personal life as well. Of course, he had his Hispanic attack. He's got his two beautiful daughters. He just brought them up to Boston for a touching weekend. He's getting along quite well with his girlfriend, Carla. Bud over there, what he did, he house sat for me over the weekend. It was nice enough to Edward Scissorhands my hedges. It was very sweet. And, of course, Robin Carey's marriage is always in a state of constant turmoil. oil. And you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Check back.
Bye-bye.
That was nice. I thought that went well.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. It's almost your birthday. I wondered if you craft your pants yet.
Every birthday, that's a birthday.
I'm
going to
jerk a knot in your tail.
Yes, Dr. Phil.
Get out of here. Like, you got to wait for your birthday just for that to happen.
You can do that anytime.
Like, that's not going to happen tonight.
It's only when you don't pay attention.
Tonight out of your place.
Tonight.
Tonight. Tonight. I wonder if
you're
coming
tonight.
To Hank's Look Around Cafe tonight.
Should be big fun. We got a secret surprise.
We do. Be one of the first 200 people there, and you'll get the very special collector's item button. Plus, some inside talk about stuff we can't talk about. On the radio.
Hmm. I'm wearing them over each nipple.
Nothing earth-shattering, mind you, tonight. It's just a kind of a meet and greet, and I want to say hi. Just come on out to Mike's joint, O'Mara's, and we'll be there between 8 and 10. That's in beautiful Manassas, Virginia. And information is on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Right.
Duh. That's why it's named that. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Smells like you guys are still crapping your pants.
Hey, yeah. Come on. Is it you again?
No, it's a different one now.
I'll see you in
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny. The second bit, Joe says, no, different phone number.
Uh-huh.
Different guy. Crap your pants. That used to, was that the jingle that we used to play?
No, it was a guy that used to call all the time. But it was it started with a regular caller, right?
Wasn't it like if you liked the Don and my show, crap your pants?
And I think it was the Bob Dole guy who did it.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you don't crap your pants.
Bob Dole. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah, I got the, you know what, I'll tell you about it tomorrow, because I see we have a tape here that I'd like to play, and also some pictures to show you from the intronet. I've got all worlds colliding. Things are cool.
Okay.
Just all worlds are colliding.
Well, that doesn't sound cool when
my
you
son,
say colliding.
No, my son is coming in for a couple of days. He'll be here tomorrow. You know, he's at that whatever speed he's at. He's 21 now. So
right. 21.
So how dare I ask him what time he might be leaving or what time he might be arriving.
That's right.
Because he's a grown-up now and then blah, blah, that goes on. And you know, we had to have the discussion. Again, I respect his privacy. He's bringing a friend home.
Hmm. A lady friend?
Well, I guess that's why he said to me over and over, are we cool? So I said,
oh, my God, that could be anything.
Yeah, well.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if he's talking about bringing a friend home and asking you if you're cool, that could be,
no,
well, God, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
He's a fag.
Well, you'd have to be prepared for that.
I'm pretty sure it's a she based on the name. So
okay.
So that's going on, and I'm, you know, I'm progressive like that. He's 21, and what the hell, you know, it's like it doesn't go on anyway.
Right.
So, sure, and he's going to spend some time with me, and then he's going to go to do whatever he does in D.C., and then go see Big Frida, and then I've got the GF, you know, who was saying, you know, gosh, this weekend, you know, should I be scarce? And I'm like, you know, I don't know what Bart is ready for as far as meeting somebody. And frankly, I had to say to her, you know,
does it kind of depend on him?
Yeah, I said he's not really ready, I don't think, to meet a GF yet. So I had to go through that whole thing with that's like the first thing that I've had to go through with her, where she was like a woman.
You know what I mean? Like, well, you got to get used to that.
That's a compliment to her. That's right. You know, I'm finding
out. Hotline's ringing.
No, that can't be the hotline. That's just the inside line.
Yeah, hang on one second. It's Jessica.
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Well.
Surprise.
Hi, Jess.
How are you?
Hey,
hey, it's Don from Don and Mike. Did you get the email I sent you back?
I did, and I replied to it.
Thank you,
Mike,
Jess.
Too, from your first email.
And what?
I said, unlike the reply that I did not receive from you the first time I emailed you.
I was busy, but I emailed you back, and I know Buzz did, I know
right.
Rob did, I know Joe did.
Yes, and I have to apologize, because my understanding is Mike is upset because I have not emailed him.
But he didn't
give me his email address.
That's foolish. Well, you never asked, darling.
You did, but you scampered out so quickly the day I left.
I didn't know you were getting everybody's. Well, you know what? That's all I needed. I needed just to be acknowledged. I needed to have my pain acknowledged, and I would be happy to give you my email address, you know, right now on the air. No, I would love to give you my email address. Love to get an email from you.
Yeah.
Big High Hard One at yahoo.com.
Okay. So how are you guys doing?
How are you doing?
Big black D.
Honestly, I don't think I've been better, to be honest.
At AOL.com.
You've been better? Love anal.
But I haven't.
At Mike.net.
What was that, Jess?
That I haven't been better.
I've never been better.
She has never been better. She has never.
What?
Are you enjoying your current new job?
I am. I love it. Today's been a pretty busy, hectic day, but I'm on my way to a concert right now to work.
Duh. So how many radio stations are you working for right now?
Four music radio stations.
Four music radio stations. So you're constantly going to concerts and meeting young rockers.
Duh. You know, we sure do miss you.
Mm-hmm. I miss you guys a lot.
Duh. Are you having fun down there?
I am.
You know, we're having I'm sorry, Jess, I interrupt you. Mike had a good question. Are you having fun?
I am having fun.
That's good.
I'm having a blast. I get to go surfing a lot in the morning before work. So that's
kind of cool to surf in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, we're having one of our We Suck parties tonight, one of our really great listener We Suck parties. We're going to miss you at that party.
Yeah, if you left right now from where you are, you could make it.
Probably not. DC traffic's bad.
Okay. Well, always good to talk to you, Jess.
You guys too. I'll call you later.
We'll put you on hold, and I'll have Rob give you my email.
Okay, that's cool.
Would you please email Mike? His feelings were really hurt.
And I'll have him
His feelings to be hurt.
I'll have him give it to Joe at the same time.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Hold on, please.
Thank you, Jessica.
Well, that's a surprise.
Yes, that's a surprise. It wasn't a surprise.
Well, she misses.
Isn't that nice?
Jessica Rabbit. So, just let me give that. Not that this thing with the GF is a big deal.
World's colliding.
She was just saying, you know.
World's colliding. Thanks for bringing that up again.
That's what I said, and I'll tell you why in a second. Because she said to me, I don't want to be in the way if Bart's coming in this weekend. And I finally said to her, you know, listen, free will, do whatever you want. So, you know, I'm not married to you. You're my freaking girlfriend, you know.
Did you use the words free will?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I believe in a relationship. It's a compliment. I'm saying to her,
I believe that children are our future.
Oh, shut up! Really, what I was saying to her is, you know, don't plan whatever your weekend is based on my schedule. You know, free will. Maybe she's going to go. I don't know. Women? It was like go out of town to help her mother clean her mother's house up or something. It's like, you know, she's like, I could go, and then you could have time with Bart. I'm like, you know, free will, do what you like. You know, I'll just take you to the movies or whatever.
Are you on the whole meeting thing? I mean, where are you with that?
I don't even like, to be honest, I'm just tossing it out there to tell you how my worlds are colliding because
You're not comfortable even discussing it?
No, not really. I mean,
I can understand that. You know, that's perfectly understandable.
I got to make things cool with Bart and, you know, and not that she was forcing the issue. She was just saying, well, you know, in essence, what she was saying is, should I hide? And I said, you know, no, you know, dummy, you know, didn't say no. Dummy, but I was thinking that, you know,
nice
no, don't hide. Just be normal. You know, you're my girlfriend, but understand that he's in a different place and I'm in a different place. So we had our very first moment today when I had to just, you know, lay down the law a little bit.
I see.
Lay down
but
the
she
law.
Wasn't pushing or anything like that.
Not like that, Rob. Verbally, not physically.
No fist.
Ah, yes. When it comes to laying down the law, Mr. Spiewak is always for the corporal variety.
What?
But my girlfriend is very sweet, so she was very accommodating. And then I get a call from my daughter, who I'm always glad to hear from now, and I talk with her every day as well. And she lays on me at the last second for whatever reason, things are going nutty on her end, and that this might be a good weekend for her to just truck on out and see what's going on.
Sure.
So right now I've got.
Oh, really? So she's planning a visit?
Possibly, tentatively.
I see.
You know, depending on a variety of topics.
Wow.
But depending on a variety of topics, some of which involve other people. Right. So there's a lot of plates spinning right now.
I understand.
You know, it's like, okay. And I call Bart because I want to find out when he's going to be here. And he's like, hey, Dad, what does it matter? I'm 21. I'm going to be there when I'm there. Right. You know, and I'm like, okay, I'm cool.
Is he
with
coming
that.
In tonight?
No, tomorrow.
Who knows?
Right. Sometime tomorrow. That's all I know. Sometime tomorrow.
Well, so you could perhaps have a very quiet weekend or perhaps an insanely busy weekend.
Yeah, very, very much so.
Good luck with that.
So it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. It'll be an interesting weekend. And like I said, everything just seems to be converging now. So that's just what's going on. what's going on there. I really don't even know why I brought that up.
Probably, because you needed to purge. That was a little psychotherapy.
Right. Probably not right to bring all of that up, but what the hell.
Yeah.
You know, this is the modern
world.
It
doesn't sound like it's anything really that big a deal.
No, but for me, it is a big deal because I am moving on. I mean, I spent I spent some real, no BS, quality time with Big Frieda over the weekend, and I know that both she and I felt better. The whole process of moving, I don't mean this harshly, moving past Frieda, which is what we all have to do.
Right. Of course you do.
You know, every once in a while, if you stop and think about it, it's like anybody that's been through it, you can just get caught up in it immediately.
All over again.
And I definitely have turned a corner now, and I'm happier, and I think things are working out for me in areas of my life that I know Frieda would be so happy. You know, like I don't brag on Bart a lot. He went through a lot. He really pulled his ass out of the fire. He did a great job in school. Got a job doing everything on his own. Things are going great with my daughter. You know, I got what seems to be a pretty decent girlfriend. She just got to learn a couple more rules, and she'd be okay.
Rules.
You know, things are going okay with Big Frieda. It's just, you know, I'm handling everything.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not a big deal. It's not like you're making the jump from the Today Show to the, you know, CBS anchor job.
That's true, Mike.
I mean, that's a big deal.
That's a big freaking deal.
That is a huge deal.
You know what, friend?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for once again putting things in perspective.
I'm always good at that. I always can put things in their place. Yes.
Thinking about, you know,
here you are being a little selfish, in my opinion.
Emotional issues that pertain to me.
Exactly.
When I should be thanking WWKD.
Exactly.
And more important, what will I do without Katie Couric?
This is Katie's day. You know, and I think it's a little selfish for you to be prattling on about your, you know, your own issues.
Amen, brother.
It really is. I mean, she's leaving the Today Show.
What?
To go anchor the CBS Evening News.
Right. She is. And it was quite the sob fest of phony bull. Well, we played those tapes.
Well, I thought it was quite the opposite. I thought it was an amazingly genuine 3 hours of television.
Well, like we just heard from Jessica Rabbit, too. Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
We do have to break, but I do want to hip you to something. This is not Photoshopped. We've got a couple of pictures on our website.
Excuse me.
I'll show you one of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is following yesterday, of course, the baby picture of Rob. I just want you to know this is not Photoshopped. This is 100% real.
I'm ready.
From Shanghai.
Oh, Shanghai. That is the boat that Jack Bauer is on, all beaten up by the Chinese who are upset with him.
Mm-hmm. There is a baby over there that makes Dennis Murphy so jealous. You would not believe it. Can you guess why based on that hint?
Well, it has to be something with the hands.
Well, yes.
It has something to do with the arms.
Yes.
Perhaps, Dennis is lacking, so perhaps the baby has more.
He has three. Now, here's the thing. They work. Two come out of his left. I got a picture.
You mean they're all working arms?
Yeah. Two come out of the left. The third arm is, and I'll read you the news story. He has two arms coming out of his left shoulder. The third arm is so well-developed and well-formed that doctors are not sure which arm is the most developed.
Wow.
To help him grow up normally, one of his left arms will have to be removed. It's not clear why this boy was born with an extra arm. You hardly ever see this.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. And, really, no job. You can Google this story, and you will find the picture of the baby with three arms.
And, you know, I mean, it's not that hideous to look at.
No. Go ahead and Google it if you want to. Go to the Shanghai Children's Medical Center. Somebody hit us this today, and we Googled it.
One of the arms is really big.
Well, like I said, the third arm is so well-formed and so developed,
right,
that the doctors don't know which one to chop off.
But they all work.
They all do.
And they all work well.
And somewhere, we couldn't find it, but somewhere on the web, there's video of the kid. I mean, on some level, it's cruel, but it's got to be funny as hell because there's video of the kid, like, playing ball or...
They get the extra money and rattle.
He could juggle. Doing something with three arms.
Great with chopsticks.
How great is that?
Of course, chopsticks with you.
How great is that? Anyway, that picture is on our website.
Yes, it is.
If you want to look on today's steaming show log.
Wow.
Also on today's website, I would like to speak for a couple of seconds about this. I am not at all upset about this.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that Batwoman is being made a little more realistic.
Batwoman?
Batwoman, here
she is. I thought it was Catwoman.
No, it's Batwoman, Mike.
Ooh, look at that.
And DC Comics is, we have a picture of the new Batwoman on our website.
Yeah.
She's a hot lesbian, and her girlfriend in the comic books is a Nubian princess.
Really?
So we've got the hot interracial love happening in the comic book.
Is this going to be made into a movie at some time?
No, they're starting it just as a comic book.
Look at Batwoman.
Yeah. Back in the day, Batwoman, Kathy...
Sexy Batwoman.
Kathy Kane, I think, was her name.
I think that's right, yeah.
Kathy Kane was her name.
Right.
She was just a woman that dressed up like Batman and pretty much just got in the way of his hijinks, and there was always...
So she was trouble.
If you read between the lines, you got the feeling that whenever Batman needed the, you know, a release, he went to Batwoman's cave.
Batty call.
But she
so
looked,
she was basically Batman's pump.
Yeah, but she was much more like a 50s TV mom
mm-hmm.
who put on a superhero suit and swung around. Now, this bitch looks like she could kick some ass, this
yeah.
drawing here.
Yeah.
The lesbian Batwoman, I'm all for that.
And Robin was banging Batmite. Was there really a Batmite?
Mike
wrote it, and now you're laughing. If Rob wrote it, you're probably laughing at it.
We're really getting into the world of, and I know I've had this discussion with you before, Batmite is the equivalent of Mr. McSipilix. And to bring it down to terms that even you, not a comic book fan, could understand, Batmite is to Batman what the great Kazoo was to the Flintstones.
So the Batmite ruined Batman.
Well, when they decided that they had to bring
did Batmite have that little voice?
Well, he was only a cartoon, so you had to make up the voice, but he did look like the great Kazoo, and he had like a little retarded Batman costume, and he was always showing up and making magical things happen to Batman.
Batmite.
Yeah, you were very frustrated once trying to explain it to my son Robert. What Batmite was. Because a three-year-old, he said, what's that?
Did Batmite fly around at all?
He could appear and disappear, right?
It was just like the Great Gazoo. It's like Batman. Batman would be standing there going, Robin, don't you think it's weird that the two of us live alone together in this big mansion? Yeah, Batman, you sure are handsome. Then it would be like...
Hello, it's me, Batmite. Batmite, I'm going to be magical. Is he from the future or something like that?
Yeah.
Space person?
Yeah, really.
Space creatures.
The end of Batman.
Yeah, no, it's too bad.
Just like Mr. McZipalix.
It's really not too bad because it really doesn't matter, but it's...
Do you remember how you made Mr. McZipalix go away? You would say his name backwards.
What did... where's Mr. McZipalix? Where does he come from?
Same planet Uranus. Same planet that the Batmite comes from.
Well, was Mr. McZipalix on Batman?
No, he was on Superman. He was a little shovel.
Jesus, how am I supposed to keep track of
he was a little troublemaker who wore like a little Irish derby.
Oh.
And whenever Superman,
I like him already.
Whenever Superman was doing something, it would be like,
uh-huh. Oh, hello there, Mr. Superman.
It's me.
I'm just going to take, my name's Mr. McSipilix, and we're going to have a lot of fighting. If you don't get over to that Lex Luthor, Steve.
There you go. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, okay, my friend.
Hey, listen, I saw on the web also last night, there's a developed kid with two perfect heads coming out of the shoulder. So the bottom of the neck down is perfect.
Did we not discuss it, or did we just see it real life?
I guess we saw it separately. I think it was over the long weekend.
Saw it, yeah. Trust me, that's good, but not as good as the kid with the third arm.
No, that's true. Dennis definitely...
It was a kid with a third arm. If he didn't have to do it to save his life, you know, it'd be like that horse. You just put him at the stud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you take that kid, and you would put him on display like it was Barry Bonds' 715th home run.
Exactly.
Love that.
Give him piano lessons.
Love. Love it. Hello, Don and Mike. Last call. We got a break. Hello.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hey, wasn't it Batgirl in the series?
Please do not dare to go into the realm of Batman comic books.
Well, I plead ignorance.
Back in the day, from the late 50s to...
There was a Batgirl, though, right?
There was, but she's Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Is she a lesbian also?
Not back then she was.
Mike, does she have any relationship with Mr. McZipalix?
She does not.
Because he's Superman.
Right. No, Mr. McZipalix is not. He was like the little creature that came out of nowhere to bother Superman.
Yeah, so I said, but that's what I just said. I just said Mr. McZipalix is part of the whole Superman thing.
Oh, I thought you said Mr. McZipalix is Superman.
No.
Superman is Clark Kent.
Clark Kent.
Yeah. Clark Kent.
From Kal-El.
That's right.
No, right?
Krypton. Kal-El was his name.
From the father Kal-El.
Mike knows what he's speaking about here.
His father was Jor-El.
He's close enough.
Kal-El is Superman.
Come on, Mike is close enough. Come on, he's at
You're
least...
You're going
to
hit me?
I want to. It's been a couple of days now. I don't know what it is, but yeah, physical. I want to get physical with you, especially with that joke. I was trying. I was really making an effort.
I know, Mike.
Here.
I appreciate it.
I really want to know these comic book heroes. So let me just say, Mr. McZipalix was Superman.
Yes, sir.
And Batmite was Batman.
Yes, sir.
And Batgirl, of course, was Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Yes, sir.
And Batwoman is a completely new developed character.
Lesbian character.
And a lesbian character, and she's going to date a black lesbian, mm-hmm. and they're going to create a whole line of new comic books with that.
What'd you do with my Nicolas Cage story? The one about...
You didn't use it for like 10 days, so I cut it.
Is Nicolas Cage going to be playing Mr. McZipalix?
Well, Nicolas Cage named his kid Kal-El.
Right,
because he's
right.
a big Superman
he's
fan.
He's a Superman. And what was it that we had about Nick Cage that I never talked about, but
he
I wanted to?
He just bought his second Bahamian Island.
Wow.
No.
Because you need two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, wow. just a good chance to point out he named his kid Kal-El.
I wish he'd named his kid Bird.
I get jokes. I get jokes.
Would have worked better. Would have worked better.
I get jokes. Right. I see the movie.
And it's tough to find any other thing that goes with Cage other than Bird. Try. Rack your brains, boys.
Steel. Match.
Match.
Steel
yeah.
cage match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hamster?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Tiger? Not really.
Yeah. Zoo?
King of the Cages.
King of the Cages.
King
Thank
of the
you
cages.
Very much. I'm the Cage King. Sounds like an Ultimate Fighting title.
Got a break. Hold on. We've got more useless verbiage coming right up.
Yay.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
This is tonight.
The Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button. Have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy, there goes that rock band again.
That's not rock. It's okay if you only know three chords, but God, put them in the right order.
That noise has been giving Nancy headaches all week. Then yesterday, her back broke out in scratch marks.
Well, I'll go over and straighten them out.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thanks, Hank. Oh, here comes Elvis Costello.
There he is.
Giving lovers. So giving. Yep. Don and Mike.
Find out tonight. Top of field.
Find out how giving we are tonight.
My pants will be unzipped. Tonight at Hank's Look Around Cafe. Just walk by. Give you a little how's your father.
Yeah. Say hi.
I'm wearing a suit. You won't even notice my pants are unzipped.
You'll think it's this tie. You won't even be able to tie. The color will match.
You just look, yeah, because I have a blue penis.
You do. Maybe.
Pinstripe.
At least you'll see somebody.
You would all know.
I know.
You would all know. God knows.
Maybe Blau.
Listen, that's tonight at Mike's Place.
Yes.
Okay? So, you know the drill. Come on out. We'll see you. Love to meet you. We'll be there starting about 8 o'clock.
And we just roam around. That's tonight. Really what we do. We really roam around, and we enjoy the evening as much as you do.
Yep. And we'll have Joe there with the tape recorders, so there's a very good chance that you'll be recorded for broadcast and maybe end up on the air here tomorrow during the show.
It'll be a working vacation for Joe.
Let's see. I think yesterday I mentioned that over the weekend, legendary New York radio station WABC, which for years played records top 40.
I grew up listening to them.
Changed their format to political talk, like a lot of AM stations have. And once a year, the station for one day goes back and plays the old records and plays the old jingles. And then they have this thing where they have all the DJs sit around and reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Ingram, who is one of the most famous top 40 disc jockeys of all time, anybody that's ever heard WABC knows Dan Ingram.
Yeah, famous across the country.
He dropped the S-bomb, which they did delete out,
uh-huh.
and then he dropped the F-bomb, which they did not.
Wow. Now, what was the theory on this? Was this early senility? Was this he'd had a few pops? Do they have any theories?
You know, I don't know the guy. I've heard from friends of mine who work in the New York area that maybe it's a little touch of Reagan.
Okay.
That it also could be a touch of glug, glug, glug.
Mm-hmm.
And it also could be he doesn't care.
Right.
Or he felt so comfortable that it just kind of slipped out.
It slipped. It just crept out.
No, I'm not sure about the quality of this tape, but do we even know if it's up front or...
It's about a minute 10 in.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, but you were the most robbed guy in the history of radio.
Can't hear you, I'm sorry.
I said you were the most robbed guy in the history of radio.
Okay, now this voice I do know is not a friend, an acquaintance. I used to know him when I worked in New York. That's Mark Simone, who is hosting the show, and obviously...
Is he the moderator?
Yeah, the legendary Dan Ingram's on the phone. Yes, boy.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, what? Then why are you standing by a microphone?
I'm not, really.
But you're close enough to be heard.
What's he doing?
Where the headphones are. I'll step away.
Close enough to be heard. You know, just when you hover by the mic, it's like you're waiting. Sometimes I think you're waiting.
You did look like you were kind of poised to say something.
I just wanted to hear it. I ain't heard it yet.
Okay.
So that's why you were putting on your headphones.
Yeah.
So you haven't heard it?
No.
You're the producer, though. Aren't you supposed to hear everything that's...
How's that?
Okay, here he is.
That's all right. I don't mind that. Be my guest. Go ahead. Like I said, there's always. I'm already here in the biggest market in the world. I don't worry about it.
What?
I mean, I know what it is already. I mean, it's obvious.
What?
He's bombed.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, it's painfully.
I'll drink to that.
We defer to you.
Let's continue listening now to Dan Ingram.
Anybody stealing from me?
Wasn't there somebody one time, though, Dan, who came on the air using the name Dan Ingram down south somewhere?
Yes, his name was T. something Roach.
No wonder.
And I went, and he was in, somewhere in the panhandle of Florida. Whatever, name me a city that's there. I think there's only one. You know, it's the kind of a place where there's only one bar in town, and that's for the naval base that's there. And it's a buck a shot and $2 for a woman to take it into your room, you know. And I sued him there. And, of course, I lost the suit because I was obviously a Jew from New York.
The out-of-town big shot, right?
Well, I just refused to live my life that way. So I was just a pushy something or other who came down to bother our local boy.
Wow.
I said, well, you know, there is an appeals court, and I'm going to take your appeals court, and I'll take you to sleep. I think I just got dumped.
Yeah. But it's an amazing story, though, that all the people have tried to talk to you.
We don't have a dump on this. An amazing story.
Oh, dear.
And the story is that he had used the S-bomb 10 seconds before.
And I got to correct what I said. I was too quick on the trigger because as he gets into it, he maybe just sounds like an old guy who's around.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound as inebriated as he sounded at the very beginning.
But anyway, that's pretty darn good. One more, if you could just find the spot with the
I'd like to know
again.
If he won his appeal.
Yeah. Like, I think it was a guy that was using the name Dan Ingram.
Yeah,
right,
he went down south. He said he lost the lawsuit, but then he appealed it.
It's been great having you call in, and what an honor to know that you're listening. And
No, it was before that, Robbie.
I just want to know you go down, and I'll tell the effer.
That way, so I was just a pushy something or other who came down to bother our local boy.
Wow.
I said, well, you know, there is an appeals court, and I'm going to take your appeals court, and I'll take you to sleep. I think I just got dumped.
But it's an amazing story, though.
I love that.
He's shaking.
That's too funny.
It's an amazing story, Dan. I wish you hadn't used the F-bomb, but fabulous.
So I guess what I hear is that he had let the S-bomb go.
Right.
And trust me, we learned the hard way here at CBS. You got to have more than a 15-second delay built up. You've got to be able to hit that thing 4 or 5 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we learned that.
See, because the way the delay works is that what you're hearing now, we actually already said 20 seconds ago.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we have 20 seconds in case any of us says the bad word.
FMA.
To hit the button.
Right.
And then if it's said again, you hit the button again. If it's said again, you hit it again. If it's said again, you hit it again. Then you turn the microphones off.
Right.
You know? Or you have a competent producer who hits the button.
Actually, if you say it the seventh time, then you're there's an electrical charge that actually goes through the seat.
And, it's very and finally, anyway, nice tape. Thank you, whoever got
yeah,
us that tape.
Finally,
you guys, Buzz, I know we're.
I'd like to talk like that on the air, actually, for the rest of my career. I'd like to talk like Dan Ingram. I'd like to say, here's what I did. Down the thing.
It is my dream.
Yes.
When eventually we are able to wheedle out of the CBS deal,
right.
if we can keep it together, and Big Daddy Mel keeps that company back together,
right.
Eventually it'll just be the F show.
Just want to know the F and thing.
That'll be the name. It won't be the Don and Mike show. If we ever
don't understand,
go to satellite radio, it'd be...
But I mean, I'm not saying the F word is per se. I want to have the same cadence that Dan Ingram
has. I think you will.
I want to speak like 10 or 20 years earlier than he does. I want to sound like that old man. It's like... So we went over there. It was a great time. We had a good time at the listener party last night.
I'd like to just use the word as a noun, an adverb, an adjective.
Right. Well, I mean, it's no secret to people that that know you well, that know you off air. That
I love it.
You paint with that word. You paint like nobody.
I'm
like
the Jason Pollock of the F word. Mm-hmm. Trust me.
Jackson Pollock.
What did I say? Jason Pollock? That is a good
Jason Voorhees Pollock.
It's very right, Jason
Jackson Voorhees, Jason Pollock.
Let me see. Buzz, you would know this.
Maybe.
Do you know the name of the guy who plays Fez on that 70s show?
Wilmer Valderrama or something like that.
Correct. He dated like Lindsay Lohan or something?
I got a mic. Remember the other day we had a list of celebrities and the number of chicks they've banged?
Is he way up there?
He's quoted in the Los Angeles Times today as saying he doesn't know why he's famous because he's only banged Lindsay Lohan, Mandy Moore, Ashley Simpson, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, and he broke Lindsay Lohan's hymen.
Wow.
According to the guy from that 70s.
And he's talking about it.
Somebody had to.
Isn't that something?
It's hot.
So he's owning up to four. To four. Lindsay Lohan, Mandy Moore. Oh, and the other thing, Lindsay Lohan, JonBenet look.
Ah, no.
JonBenet Ramsey look down there,
now
according
you know.
To him.
Probably not Ashley Simpson, though.
Ashley Simpson, opposite.
Yes.
Ashley Simpson, again, Ben Wallace is the Detroit Pistons.
Ashley Simpson probably pretty far away from Edward Scissorhands.
Huge afro.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, would you love to work on her?
I have clippers.
Boy, would you take your pruning shears to her.
Extra long shorts.
Did we open this thing?
Kind of.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
Snip, snip.
He made it up.
Here he is, Buzz. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention. Oh, God damn it. Don't forget the Chris Hansen show, the Predator show,
right.
The Dateline Predator show. It's on tonight at 8 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock on NBC.
May I ask you what you're doing here, man?
We're going to have him on the show, if not tomorrow, the following day. So good. Make sure you watch it tonight, please. Buzz, what's happening in your world tonight with news
May
and
I
comments?
Ask you what you do, sir?
Yes, here's what we have tonight. A change of plans for the United States in Iraq. Upskirt Sacramento. And the N-word goes on trial.
Uh-oh.
Well, what do you say, Rob?
Guilty.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
It was a shocking reversal. The SPIWAC Supreme Court has said.
I'll appeal it. I'm going to take it to an appeal.
That was very
appropriate.
Number 15 Arbitron rated the Don and Mike Show.
See you tonight.
Yeah,
but you were the most robbed guy in the history of radio.
Oh, hold on. I hear you. I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
There is. I remember down there. I went down to Tallahassee. Where it was? It was this one thing that I did down there.
Gotta go there. Hold on a second.
Cooperstown, New York.
That was the tape of Dan Ingram. Sorry about that, everybody. And as I was saying,
the Don and Mike Show is doing it again tonight. The entire Don and Mike crew returns to O'Mara's in Old Town Manassas for another fabulous We're Number 15 in the Ratings Party. Stop in, get a free number 15 button, have a word, have a bite, and breathe the rarefied air of number 15. From 8 to 10 p.m., we want to see your face in the place. Do it now before the ratings go back up. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Right.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, speaking of pink, it's Andrea True.
Coming up, Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this
at 4.
She was a pump, you know.
Really?
She was? She was a porno star.
Huh?
Andrea True.
Wasn't Samantha Fox a porno star, too?
Samantha Fox was...
softcore.
I think like a girl in the sun in London that would show her boobs.
That's right.
But right. Andrea True was a real sea sucker.
And, of course, there's that famous song, Chasey Lane.
Excuse me?
She was a porn star, too.
Chasey Lane?
Yeah, it's just a dirty song that I used to hear in karaoke.
Oh, you like to Penny Lane? Chasey Lane?
No, it's I think it's called Chasey Lane, and it's a very... very dirty song. Huh.
You know who I'm hot for?
Who?
St. Pauli Girl.
Yes. Now, Rob,
what?
You wrote down, did Joey Silvera ever have a hit record? Is he your favorite porn
stud? No, he's just a classic old-school porn star. Buzz
right.
Effect,
not huh? a good-looking man, really.
No.
I have Herschel Savage's greatest hits.
Oh.
I have Abe Vigoda. Going down on Jack Sue.
Wow.
That's worth something.
From Barney really? Miller.
And Jack Sue, of course, said, hey, that was pretty good.
Buzz?
Yes.
Yes. Your news and comments tonight brought to you by St. Pauli Girl Beer.
Yay.
It's brewed in Germany, but St. Pauli Girl is available at a retailer near you. St. Pauli Girl, you never forget your feist girl. And now here is Buzz. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, first of all, as things continue to get worse, not better, in Iraq, the odds will reduce our military presence there this year are fading. In fact, we're now sending in more soldiers. General Casey, who leads the U.S. forces...
Brother, what can I do to help you?
General Casey's called for 1,500 American troops to be moved in to Kuwait, from Kuwait, and the Pentagon says it's moving in an armored brigade that includes another 3,500 soldiers. And things are getting worse in Iraq, judging from the casualties and the scandals. And in a town just 35 miles outside of Baghdad, women are again being forced to wear headscarves, and men are banned from wearing shorts or even blue jeans. Quoting one resident, the city's gone back to the 14th century. So, am I the only one? I think it's not a Republican or a Democratic issue at all.
Not anymore.
The fact is, more people going over there, more potential for Americans losing their lives.
Yeah, it would be argued that they're being sent to protect the American really? Lives that are already there, but you know what'll happen.
Right.
So there's that, and I just had to tell you that.
It's depressing.
Still, you're safer living in Iraq than you...
You know what's out of me?
What?
Just being rude?
What's in...
putting my stuff away while you're just talking about how the war sucks.
Yeah. Well, it was time to mention it again.
Not exactly breaking news, Buzz.
Well, it kind of is that we're sending in another 5,000 troops.
You know what breaking news is?
I hate
to jump all over your ass.
Right.
Give me one second.
Okay.
How dare you? You come on today, it's like, hey, guess what? The war in Iraq sucks. The war in Iraq sucks.
Do you have more breaking news?
Yes, and I mean this seriously.
Okay.
Take a lesson, pal.
And farewell, friend. She's been a staple of America's mornings for more than 15 years.
And you're right, you're right.
The tough questions.
You have not leveled.
Breaking news here.
Right.
Comforting.
Who saw this coming?
No one.
Help me, please, Katie.
Katie Couric left the Today Show today.
Clearly.
You call yourself a newsman.
Uh-huh.
You start with something about the war you don't even mention, the little pixie.
I thought everyone knew.
KMK. Same thing. What, Mike?
Katie, my Katie.
What about Katie?
Katie, my Katie. I was just making the expression, Jor-El.
KMC.
What's that?
Katie, my C word.
Yes. You didn't have to say C word. I knew what you were talking about.
And that'd be a good nickname for her.
Uh-huh.
Katie C word. Say it to yourselves in the car because we can't say it on the radio.
KMP. Katie, my pump.
I like Katie... you could say it.
Yeah.
We can think it.
Wasn't she nice to you that one time on the train?
She's very nice. She's full of herself.
Remembered you and, and was nice, and you sat down and you exchanged numbers. And,
no, we didn't really exchange numbers.
Oh,
I think, no, we did exchange numbers.
It was a very quick exchange. Is that what it was?
It was fast. She was very nice.
Yeah.
KDC.
Just brief.
C word.
Still.
I'll say that tonight while someone's having a bite of their Irish
please.
Stew.
Don't. not that word.
What? Why? Suddenly you find that to be an ugly word?
No, you know what? We'll talk. We'll chat.
No, we won't.
We'll chat.
No, we won't.
Oh, my God.
Hey, how about that KDC?
Oh.
Tonight, come on out to Mike's place.
High anxiety.
Mike is very nervous about what I'm going to do to his regular Wednesday night dinner crowd. I would hate to turn those people off.
Now, don't take it too far. Don't take it too far. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be great. That's what I'm trying to
You're
tell you.
You're just working me like you were
yes,
yesterday.
Of course I am.
I know. I understand that. That's why I'm here.
Who knows that you
it's
take...
It's my role that I fill.
Who knows that you take Stouffer's meals and simply reheat them and put them on plates and bring them out?
I've never heard anybody complain about it.
It's delicious.
They're tasty.
Who knew?
One time, you know, they actually brought the lasagna out in the foil. It was very embarrassing.
Katie Seward.
Yes.
Welcome to Today with Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer and Katie...
Uh-huh.
Come on, it's funny.
It is funny.
We can hear it.
It's funny. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hold on, thank you.
What do you got? Oh, there it is, a box now.
From Mike's Restaurant, Stouffer's Dinners. Slow roasted beef, portobello mushroom sauce, chunky red skin mashed potatoes, green bean and carrot medley.
That's one of our popular ones.
Come right off your menu, Mike.
Good for you.
Fantastic.
A box from Stouffer's.
Yep.
Guess somebody ate it.
Sure, because it's so delicious.
Already ate it.
Somebody ate it and enjoyed it.
Was it you, Joe?
How much do you charge for that at your restaurant?
Don't pile on, ass.
Can I tell you something, Joe? Really?
Just checking your profit margin.
Jesus. You know what this looks like? The picture?
And what does it look like?
Looks like that dog food now that they have on TV where the guy opens up the little thing and says, it looks like real human food for my dogs.
That's true.
That's what it looks like.
And now if we can tie it all together.
Mike serves dog food.
That's it. And so now mission accomplished.
Look at
the little boy that you've made so happy with that.
Joe.
And therein lies the bond.
Well, it's only because he's still got the problem with you.
This is true. And always will.
He has issues with you, Mike.
I understand. And you know, I may be developing more with him.
What, more issues with
Joe? Yes, yes. It might actually, it might be starting right after that special moment right there. Yeah.
Not a good move.
No.
Yeah.
On whose part?
On Joe's.
Oh. Or on mine.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Oh, come on now. Well, we're kidding. You don't really heat up food from Stouffer's.
Right. I understand, Bruce.
What's a higher quality within Stouffer's? Forget it. There is no higher quality. There is no higher quality frozen food than Stouffer's.
And there's the light menu with the lean cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Very healthy.
And people want to lose weight.
See, now you're doing it yourself.
I understand. Just hate it when Joe piles on like that.
Ah, don't worry.
It pisses me
Come
off.
Come on. What's he got to look forward to? He's Joe.
I know.
One
I know.
Chance.
It's always me. It's always me. Come on. Pick on the big guy once in a while.
Okay,
you dumbass.
I'll take it. I mean, really. Joe.
Yes.
Joe. Mike feels, and I know you've got issues with Mike. I would make Mike feel better, and really, go ahead. Insult me. You lay it on me. Go ahead.
Well,
I promise, I swear to God, I'm not going to get mad.
Do something like wear your Evel Knievel jumpsuit to work, like you did that time. Remember your Harlem Globetrotter sweatsuit?
Maybe I asked too much. Maybe I asked too much. Joe, don't worry about it.
We kid because we love.
Everything's fine. Everything's just fine.
Well, you're even not.
It's always on these nights that I'm just wearing a couple of hats.
Right.
Just trying to make sure everything goes well.
Spinning
hey, Joe?
Plates.
Yes?
You know what? I don't want to be like Carrot Top with the props, but bring that box tonight, okay?
We're gonna do some prop work?
Oh, no. I just was saying, Joe, bring that Stouffer's box.
Oh, the Stouffer's box.
That'd be a nice prop for me.
Yeah, that is a good prop.
Love
nice
sight
prop
gag.
For me.
You know, comedy first. I can't argue
I
with
don't want to give away my whole routine
tonight. No.
I'll be using the Stouffer's box. Okay.
Enough said.
Bye, you retard.
I got it right here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, dumbass.
And look for me up on stage doing my Jackie Gleason impression. And that's Jackie Gleason, his stage show.
Buzz.
Not the one you saw on TV.
Buzz, there you had to start that whole thing with a rack is bad.
I am nothing but trouble.
I know you are. What's next, friend?
The N-word on trial when we continue.
Rusty Wack.
He is surprisingly quiet.
That's right.
Sure. Right there. Notice how he's not jumping up to the microphone right now,
right.
Like when it was the topic of music radio. Mm-hmm.
Seems to be rather subdued right
yes.
now.
Yes.
Watching the clock.
I'm just catching a nap.
He's just, you're tired?
Yeah, just catching a nap, Max.
Tired. Okay.
Enjoying a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Not a bite.
What, not a bite?
No, I have no food today.
He's got no food. You know,
wow.
You know why?
What was that? What was I smelling?
He's coming to your place tonight. That's why he's got no food today. That's why his wife didn't pack him any food today.
That's right.
He's going to, you know.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
He's going to chow down tonight.
He's going to daddy's place
good
tonight. Man.
That's going to be
don't
good.
Forget, kids eat free. Shut up. Just shut up. Okay, we'll be back with more Buzz coming right up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about this show.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, don't forget, come on out tonight to Hank's place.
Yeah.
I'm giving out cat baths.
Oh, fantastic. Hank,
look around, cafe.
It'd lick you all over.
Is Buzz giving those away, too?
Buzz is always.
By
Buzz
request.
Gives and receives.
Yes.
Buzz, brought to you now, your news, weather, music program.
Yes.
Brought to you this time by Frank's Red Hot.
All right.
Bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. Mm-hmm. And now here's the sniffer and the sniffy. Here's Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Velour Buzz.
That's right. In a way...
The toucher and the touchy.
Touch him.
The He's kisser soft. And the kissy.
In a way...
The petter and the petty. No, I take it back. I'm petty.
The predator.
That's right.
And the prey.
And you better pray, ladies.
Yeah, please.
And Buzz doesn't get you in his sight tonight.
He has his eyes on you.
You're
helpless.
I want to tell you, he's happily married to Marcia.
That's right.
Yes.
I know. I saw the stains on the mattress in my guest room.
That's right.
Okay, but I want to tell you something dangerous about Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz is the type of guy that seriously can just F a girl by looking at her.
Yeah. And women are helpless against
his
charms.
Is that something that I can say that your wife wouldn't get mad? I'm sure
I think
that
she
would think that's a compliment.
Right. That's why I have to wear the special glasses. But yes. Yes.
Buzz does a lot of IFing.
Yeah, it's almost like he's got laser vision.
Sometimes you'd be standing somewhere talking to him, and he's like just looking at some chick across the room, who of course started looking at him first because that's the way it always is. But, you know, me and Mike would be standing there with our genitals on fire, screaming, "Look at us! And
look at me!"
Women would just be looking the other way. Yeah, meanwhile, his gaze can just impregnate you.
Yeah.
It melts
women.
Just look at his eyes.
And you can actually watch their stomachs get bigger as they're looking at him.
Please sign the waiver when you arrive.
Yes. I think I said to Joe last week at one point, and I'm not kidding, I was watching, I said, look at Buzz. Mm-hmm. Look at him. He's just IFing those girls. And they're IFing him right back.
Sure, he's putting horseshoes on them. He's like a blacksmith, only, you use another word.
And yet no complaints have been filed.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Anyway, he'll be there.
Yes.
He'll be there.
Stop by and say hi.
He'll be there with his potions, his magic warlock skills,
his roofies,
Mr. Eyes Wide Shut,
yeah.
Date rape drug.
There he is.
That's me.
Maybe he'll be wearing one of his famous half masks.
GS15 or whatever they call that stuff.
That he wears at his costume balls.
That's right. I love those parties.
I know.
I know you do. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. You know, in a way... the N-word is on trial in New York City, and the Reverend Al Sharpton wants to testify. Nicholas Minucci, or Fat Nick, as he's known to his
family,
he's accused of a hate crime. Nick is facing 25 years for taking an aluminum bat to an African-American chap named Glenn.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Apparently.
You know, he's mad listening to this story.
Sure he should be. Apparently, in all the excitement, the N-word came out of Nick's mouth.
Hey, Nick.
Nick says it's a term of endearment, you know, like hip-hop. Reverend Al wants to testify at Nick's trial as an expert witness. He wants to say the N-word was never a term of endearment and still isn't. Even, says Al, if you drop the R sound at the end.
Reverend Al is right, but someone should just tell Reverend Al to shut his big pie hole and go to Mr. Ray's hair weave.
There are rules. There are rules. We've talked about it on this show.
Clearly, there are rules. We're not qualified.
We're not.
No. Mm-hmm. The Sacramento County Fair was marred over the weekend by the arrest of 45-year-old Jeff William Jones.
What did he do?
Well, a startled fairgoer noticed Jeff slipping his shoe into the shadow of ladies' skirts and dresses.
Spotlight on Don and Mike, Affiliate City, Sacramento, California.
Give that man a tray of meat. Let's see what we have for him.
Population 1.8 million. City's favorite sons.
Yes.
You're listening to them.
And you know.
From Washington, Don and Mike, and the festival every year, Mike.
And you know what they grow in Sacramento? Melons!
What's that dumb festival they had?
The asparagus festival.
Stuff that makes your... makes your pee smell less...
You can actually, it gets...
Great than it does already.
Well, you can be flying over Sacramento during the asparagus festival, and the air system within the airplane will actually... You'll still smell it.
No one's more surprised about this arrest than Jones' employer at the Sacramento Children's Home. They say he's great with kids and is, quote, not a known danger at all.
Upskirt videos.
That's right.
Were they solid pictures or were they videos?
Video.
Ah, video.
Moving pictures.
Video.
Some great video.
Spotlight on Sacramento.
And the E in email does not stand for erection. We'll explain when we return.
I mean, where's my email?
You gotta get it, Jack.
Or as Michael Hughes said to me the other day,
mm-hmm.
he tries to be so technico, mm-hmm. so technically savvy, such a techno guy.
What did he lay on you the other day?
So think about it, and call me or E-me.
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 Oh, come on.
How about you E-me, Michael? How about you eat me? We'll be right back.
Yes.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
We got to get the frig out of here to go over to Mike's joint tonight.
Yeah.
See everybody there. We should be there about 8. Spend a couple of hours there. And once again, there he is. PM.
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 Woo-hoo. PM.
Boone Magnet. Buzz Birdley.
Oh, stop it.
Hi, Buzz.
Finally.
Yeah, like you hate hearing that.
Stop it more. Finally.
You hate hearing that.
To keep the workers focused, I guess, the email system from Manchester, England City Hall filters out anything containing the word erection. That's unfortunate, because the city's planning department never got the email sent by a man who was upset about the addition his neighbor was building. Apparently it was quite an erection. Because it heard no objections from the public, the Planning Commission gave the neighbor's erection a hearty thumbs up.
That's one of the, I know we're running late, in the book Ball 4 by Jim Boughton.
Yeah.
One of the first books I read when I was like 10 that was like all about what baseball was really like. And
right.
I was like, oh my God, never read anything like it in my life. First tell-all book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one of the great jokes was that the Yankees were driving past, I think, a building in D.C. where they were building a monument,
uh-huh.
and one of the Yankees said, "That's quite an erection," and it made the bus
sure.
break up. And I'm like, 10 years old, reading this, going.
Back then, it was real funny.
That's funny stuff.
Still is, actually. Still works.
That's quite an erection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was 1962. Right. That's also the book where a guy crapped on another guy's birthday cake.
Was it Whitey Ford's birthday cake?
I think it might have been.
And was the pitcher Sparky Lyle?
I think it might have been, Mike.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Did I recall that book? Also, they would hang off the edge of the roof of, I think, the Shoreham Hotel in D.C.
Right.
The New York Yankees did, trying to look into windows to see girls without their clothes on. And you would have, at the time, which was the just murderer's row of superstars in the Yankees.
Right. Yankees!
Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, all these great guys, Roger Maris, all of them hanging over the ledge of a very high-rise hotel, trying to see women naked.
Get a piece.
They're
quality athletes, all of them.
Anyway, Buzz will be at the appearance tonight, yeah. Speaking of that.
You know, they got a chance to see those women. You can't take that away from those guys.
We'll see you tonight out of my place. Good day to you,
Good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
KDC. And you?
My cake has a peanut in it.
What?
My cake has a peanut in it.
Okay, well.
Great.
Don't tell everybody or everybody will want one.
Hey, we're out of here.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Over here now.